following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football with producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strom and Thomas Weaver.
Today's broadcast is powered by AC Wireless, your local U.S. Cellular dealer.
And sponsored by Upton Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
Cumberland River Hospital, proudly providing local health care for over 50 years.
Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
Tennessee Land Management, your local source for all things concerning property improvement.
Westmoreland Management, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
The Clay County Chamber of Commerce, inviting you to come visit Delhalla Lake.
And Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. It's homecoming here at Clay County High School in week 7 of the 2017 football season. The 4-2 Clay County Bulldogs are back here at John Peebles Field after a hard 4-point loss on the road last week to the East Robertson Indians. For the second week in a row, the Dogs will face a Robertson County team. The 4-1 Joe Burns Red Devils have journeyed almost 100 miles to Salina for this Region 4A showdown. The Black and Gold stand atop the region standings with a 3-0 record. The Red Devils sit in fifth at 0-1. A Clay County victory would almost guarantee a home playoff game for the Bulldogs. The stakes have never been higher as the Dogs and Devils prepare to duke it out for the third time.
Welcome to the David Benjamin TV phone and internet pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football featuring producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
David is the Upper Cumberland's only authorized retailer, offering a combination of DirecTV, Dish Network, HughesNet, Exceed, Frontier, Charter, and Twin Lakes service.
Clay County fans, give him a call at 931-528-5233 or look him up on Facebook for all your technology needs. Because when you contact David Benjamin TV phone and internet, you'll be dealing with somebody like you, not a corporate contractor.
Though David Benjamin is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Ridgetop Farms, proud supporter of Clay County football and the Horizon Sports Network.
Homer Improvement, when you get to it and can't do it, call a contractor that's used to it.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Treehouse Treasures, man's second best friend, keeping you out of the doghouse with the perfect gifts for mothers, daughters, and wives.
And Budget Pest Control, when the Bulldogs win, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Coming up, we will recap last week's game, find out how the Dogs' opponents fared, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from Clay County coach Matt Bates, and much more as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
This is the David Benjamin TV Phone and Internet Pregame Show. We're excited to have all of you with us here for our seventh broadcast of Bulldog Football on the Horizon Sports Network. For the fourth time this season, we're in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth at Joe Neal Leach Stadium. I'm Daniel Strong, bringing you the play-by-play action tonight. As usual, I'm accompanied this evening by our network producer, Rob Edwards, and our analyst and statistician, Thomas Weaver.
Daniel, Thomas, as always, good to be with you guys. Got to tell you, I admire your grit and your passion for the game. I know it's been a rough week for you and your family, and you know, a lot of folks have questioned as to whether we're going to be able to broadcast the game tonight, but certainly you guys have withstood a lot, and I appreciate that, and just want to offer my condolences to you and your family.
Well, we appreciate that, Coach. I feel like I've been around the world today. I know Daniel does, too, physically and mentally. I'll just be honest with you. But, you know, all road trips lead back to one place for me so far anyway, and that's home. And there's no place I'd rather be tonight. Here with you guys in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth, getting ready for another broadcast of a battle I think this game's going to be tonight. Not only is it homecoming, where the homecoming queen, Emmy Upton, the football queen, Elizabeth Spivey, are the stars of the show, but tonight's huge for the Dogs, guys. If they can come out on top against a formidable opponent in 4-1 Joe Burns Red Devils, they will be well on their way to hosting a playoff game for the first time in history here on John Teeples Field. The last time that happened, I'm pretty sure, Daniel, we were still Salina High School, and it was over 20 years ago.
That's correct. 1996, my freshman year in high school, we hosted private school CPA, and they came to Salina, and we were pretty good, but they were better. We lost that game. But, yes, that, you know, it would be a great thing. And something else I'm going to mention later, but briefly, real quick, I see the Bulldogs tonight are wearing Vegas gold jerseys. That's something that's not happened in over 20 years, as I recall. May have missed a few years in the early 2000s, but it's homecoming, and Coach Bates has got his guys dressed out in some brand-new jerseys.
Well, it's sure been a year of firsts. You know, like you say, we got the gold back. I'm pretty sure back in my day, may have been the last time we wore gold like that. I can't
remember. And it was on the road. Sure. It was an away jersey.
It was. We could have been the first color rush. You know, we had gold pants and gold jerseys back then. But, again, it's been a year of firsts, just like that. Why not one more tonight, guys? You know, we're well into the first season of the Horizon Sports Network. Thanks to the efforts of you two and the amazing support from our sponsors. Without any piece of that puzzle falling into place, this extension of our long-running Del Hall Horizon newspaper wouldn't have happened.
It's been great. It's a pleasure just to be a part of it.
So like I do every week and like I'll continue to do, because we want all involved to know how much they mean to us, I'll say again, and I'll probably say it again next week, the Horizon family can't express enough how thankful we are for the contributions from all of you and our sponsors. As I mentioned, this all started with a newspaper, and now with the addition of our live stream network, we've got the Clay County Bulldogs covered from all angles, and we want our listeners to be sure to get a paper in their hands next week so they can see and read more on what we hear from tonight's game, on what they hear from tonight's game. We encourage everybody to pick up a copy in the racks or go to our website right above the Horizon Sports Network button on the homepage and follow our subscribe link to get it delivered to your house every Wednesday. That's the most simple way, Daniel. Okay, with that out of the way, let's get into the Horizon Weekly Recap, a summary of what was in the print last week in the newspaper. Clay County came up short against a solid East Robertson Indian team and their super sophomore quarterback, Cameron Swift, who the Dogs are still having nightmares about.
Swift played just an amazing game, probably the best that I've seen this year against the Bulldogs. We're going to go ahead and take a look at that summary taken from that newspaper article at this time, Thomas. The Bulldogs struck first in the game with a 60-yard hookup between sophomore starting quarterback Jake Ashlock and junior wideout B.J. Emerton. The play came with 48 seconds left in the opening quarter. Junior kicker Gabe Henson added the point after, and Clay 7-0 at the end of one. On the opening drive of the second quarter, East Robertson got their first points when sophomore quarterback Cameron Swift, as you mentioned, ran in from 15 yards out. A successful conversion run by senior Johnny Lyons put the Indians up 8-7. Swift then again scored on a 20-yard run, and after a good PAT, East Rob led 15-7, and that was the score at halftime. Deep in the third quarter, Swift had a 78-yard scamper to pay dirt to hand his team a hefty 22-7 lead after the PAT. Junior defensive back Clark Donaldson, however, gave the Dogs a spark when he brought down Swift in the Indians' own end zone for a safety, narrowing the score to 22-9. Following the safety, junior running back Jared Markham took it to the house from 21 yards out. The following Ashlock to Emberton conversion drew the black and gold within 5 at 22-17. The fourth quarter continued to see Swift in the end zone for the Indians. He scored from 1 yard out for the fourth and final time on the evening to give the Indians their total of 29 after the PAT. Bates and company weren't done, though. On the ensuing drive, the strong-armed Ashlock rifled a pass toward the back pylon, and Emberton outjumped two defenders for the final Bulldog touchdown. Ashlock found Markham on the two-point conversion to produce the final score of 29-25. Impressive to see how the Dogs didn't quit, even they were though they were down pretty big at one point.
It was, and Coach Bates said in an interview for the newspaper, you know, he felt like it might have been the best game collectively overall, even though it was a loss, that this team has played all year.
I could see that. I read that in the article, and, you know, I tend to agree with him as far as just all around, all aspects, special teams, offense, defense, across the board. He's probably right, and it's nice to see that in the back half of the season to get a complete effort from everyone, and that's what we need tonight.
Well, as you chronicled there in the recap, in the summary, they showed a lot of heart. You know, and that's what this team has done all year long. Let's get into some of the stats. You know, like you said, Clay County needed one more score to win, but they did put up 313 yards of total offense, something they hadn't done in a couple games, and kind of got back to what they were doing when they got off to that 3-0 start.
Right. I remember when we beat Jackson to start the season off, we had 300 that night. It was very balanced between the run and the passes. I think you're fixing the tail.
It was, and they had 32 carries for 106 yards on the ground and one touchdown, and then 207 yards and two touchdowns passing. But, like you chronicled, it wasn't enough to counteract Swift and company's big night for East Robertson.
He was Superman.
He was. Ashlock went 13 for 25 for the 207 yards in the air, two touchdowns, did have two interceptions, but also had 2 two-point conversions. And Emberton was the leading receiver with his breakout night of 6 catches for 106 yards. What a weapon, Daniel.
He is, and we've seen each of these newcomers. Here we are in week 7, and at different times we've talked about Seth Ogletree and being a new player this year. He's came up big. Now we see B.J. Emberton coming up big, and also he's had good games before, but certainly Friday was his best, and obviously Ashlock has come up big for the Dogs.
And Emberton also had the two TDs, the 60-yarder you talked about. What an explosive play. And then the two-point conversion. Jared Markham had 4 catches for 53 yards and a two-point conversion. And also the leading rusher with 6 carries for 33 yards and a touchdown. While senior Seth Ogletree, who you just mentioned, wasn't far behind on the ground with 7 carries for 32 yards. And he also had a catch for 23 yards. Senior Matt Jacoby carried 7 times for 14 yards, while junior Clark Donaldson had 5 carries for 26 yards. Senior James Short, who got his first start at fullback last week, we'll be hearing from him a little later on the Inside the Locker Room segment, had 1 carry for 1 yard, and that rounded out the ground game. Sophomores Wyatt Burks came in and had a big catch for 21 yards. Will Ogletree caught one out of the backfield for 4 yards, and they accounted for the rest of the receiving yardage. So a pretty good night on that side of the ball, I think, Daniel.
Certainly so, as we mentioned, and I think that's why Bates alluded to maybe the best overall performance. You didn't see a lot of mistakes by any certain individual. Yes, obviously there were mistakes across the board, as there is in any game at any level, but it was a good, consistent effort.
And then on the defensive side of the ball, East Robertson rolled on the offensive side. I mean, I unfortunately don't have a total on their yardage. We do know Swift was somewhere sub 200 on the ground.
Well, around 170, I think, Coach had him for 4 touchdowns.
But we still had a good night on the defensive side. Some of these tackles may have come, 4 or 5 yards downfield. But defensively, senior linebacker Dylan Maxfield had another huge night. We had him for 15 tackles. I mean, that's a number that we've listed in the Bulldog history segment several times.
It was a huge night.
As one of the best nights ever. Freshman Dalton Goad had 7 and a sack. He's still making an impact for us. James Short, the senior, had a good night with 5. Freshman John Copeland had 5. And then you got the juniors, Zach Strong, Markham, Emerton, Damon Mertz, and Donaldson. They all had 2 each. And then Markham had the interception, and so did B.J. Emerton, which is something that didn't show up in that summary.
Right.
Those guys really played good on that side of the ball. And then Donaldson had the big safety you mentioned in the summary.
Well, he's played well, has he not, in these last 2 weeks?
He's had a great, great season so far. And then you got the seniors. Eli Watson, he had 2 tackles. Cole Pennington, getting in on the action, had 1 big tackle and a couple good plays on that side of the ball. And Joseph Short rounded out the tackle list.
I like to hear all those names. When you think you mentioned Maxfield with the 15 tackles, and you think, well, he kind of carried the defense. Well, he was our leader, but he didn't carry us because everybody else was doing their part. And hate to be redundant, but once again, I think that's what prompted Coach Bates to say that he thought it was our best overall game so far, is because of the group effort.
And he mentioned that also. There's no superstar on this team. It's a full team effort, and by calling all those names, that's evident, Daniel. At this time, again, we want to everybody to remember they can find that same information and more from tonight's game in next week's newspaper, including photos, which have been taken by Amy Dotson. She's doing a great job for us.
She does.
We've got some really good shots. It'll be out in the racks on Tuesday and in the mail on Wednesday. Now, before we go to break, we want to again ask the help of our listeners. With social media and smartphones today, it's easy to share our link, which is delhollowhorizon.com/listen. And we hope everyone tuned in will do that right now. Just go to the address bar on the page you're listening to, highlight it, copy it, and share it. Send it to your friends, family, followers, whoever, and tell them all they have to do is click it, hit play, and hear us live. And if they can't listen to us tonight, remind them they can anytime by clicking our Game Event Archives link located right under the live player. Because once a game's called live, it'll always be there to go back and listen to. We'll be right back with more of the David Benjamin TV, Phone, and Internet pregame show as we get ready for the 2017 homecoming game featuring Clay County and Joe Burns here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more. This is Daniel Strong, the voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, and I want to tell you about AC Wireless's US Cellular MiFi hotspot. This small device powers our live stream broadcast of Bulldog football wherever we go, so I know it can give you all the high-speed Wi-Fi internet service you could possibly want. Go to AC Wireless and sign up today. Give them a call at 931-243-4545 or look them up on Facebook for all the latest smartphone deals and events. AC Wireless, your local U.S. cellular dealer.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Solana, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
We're back on the David Benjamin TV phone and internet pregame show. And now it's time for How They Fired from Farm Bureau and agency manager Daniel Burton. Coach Edwards, I'll kick it to you for How They Fired.
Well, gentlemen, as always, we'll go through Clay County's opponents one by one here and talk about them a little bit. Jackson County sitting at 3-3 right now. They host Cascade tonight, coming off a 15-17 loss to Monterey. Red Bowling Springs is the only region team not playing a region game tonight. They've made a 134-mile trip to Erin, Tennessee to take on Houston County.
Wow. They travel.
Long way to go.
Yeah.
Long way to go.
I thought Joe, the Red Devils made a voyage. Now, that's a long trip.
That certainly is. Red Bull Springs is 2-3 right now. They were idle last week. Republic High School, the Trailblazers, coming off a 14-16 squeaker loss to Glencliff, will be at Pickett County tonight, looking to get their first
win.
It'll
be interesting to see what happens there. Obviously, as you mentioned, Coach, Republic defeated, I guess you could say, on the season. They've not won. But there's no talent on that team, and maybe they're figuring out how to play a little ball finally.
Well, you know, 14-16 against the Glencliff team. I don't know how good Glencliff is, but
it's an improvement regardless of the opponent for them.
For sure, for sure. The loser of that game is probably going to be the cellar dweller in Region 4A.
I agree.
Unless something crazy happened. Mount Juliet Christian, 5-1. They thumped Middle Tennessee Christian last week, 61-36. Tonight, they've got their work cut out for them. They're at Friendship Christian. And I think Friendship is maybe the Division II small school favorite to win the state championship.
I wouldn't be surprised. When they were Division I, they were a strong team. And certainly when they went Division II a few years back, that's just been able to for them to strengthen their team even more.
East Robertson, 3-3, beat Clay County last week, 29-25. They're at Trailsdale tonight. That's a region game for them. Joe Burns, 14-6 winners last week at Westmoreland. They're sitting at 4-1. Of course, they're here for our homecoming game tonight. Big region game, as you guys have talked about already.
Huge, Coach.
Sail Creek finally got their first win last week. They defeated Pickett County 35-24.
Pretty good game,
Warren Burner.
Yeah.
What I would call a showdown, you might not, but I would.
And that's our opponent next week. Am I right about that?
Sail Creek, that's correct.
Yes,
Sail Creek. Thursday night. We'll go ahead and mention
Thursday,
it. It's going to be Thursday instead of Friday. We'll chronicle that again. But
6:30
kickoff. They're traveling from the Eastern time zone on a school night, so going to start a little sooner.
Sail Creek's at Lookout Valley tonight. It's a region game for them. You know, things go like we hope they do. Sail Creek, Lookout Valley, either one of those guys, the teams could be traveling here for a first-round playoff game. Pickett, as I said earlier, they're going to host Republic. Pickett County's 1-4 tonight. And the biggest game of the night outside of ours in Region 4A is Monterey at Gordon.
That's going to tell the tale for us come week 11 in this last game of the season. At this point, I really don't know how good Gordonsville is. We'll kind of figure out tonight.
Well, there's a lot on the line tonight, not just here, but up there in Gordonsville.
Well, those are the top four teams in the region.
Theoretically, you know, we get a win, Gordonsville gets a win. regular season finale, it's on the line.
Yes, region championship.
Could be
yes.
set up to be on the line in that season finale.
And Monterey's 3-3, Gordonsville's 2-3, but you look at Gordonsville's schedule they played so far, it's just been tough.
Yeah, just a real meat grinder of a schedule.
Speaking of schedules, having Gordonsville as that last game, you know, that's even tougher on our end. They're going to get better all year long, as
sure.
you say. When you play teams like that, I know you've done that before, Coach. Start early in the season with some high-powered teams, and it pays off for you in the end.
It does in the long run. And, you know, in football especially, if you can keep everybody healthy playing those games, playing the Trousdales and those type teams, you know, it's going to pay off for you down the stretch. 24-29, that's the overall record of Clay County's opponents. Big improvement, I think, over the last couple of
that's
weeks.
That's a big jump last week.
Growing close to 500 finally.
It is.
Of course, you look at Republic and Pickett and Sale Creek, take those three teams out of it. And you've got pretty good records. You know, they're bringing
12 losses,
you know, to the table there. So,
yeah. The region standings haven't changed since last week. There were no region 4A games last week. So, you know, Clay's still on top. Gordonsville second. Monterey third. Red Bull in fourth. Joe Burns is fifth. But in Joe Burns' defense, they've only played one region game, and that was a 7-6 loss to Monterey. So, I think, you know, if anybody looked at that and thought that Clay's going to have an easy one tonight. I think they're mistaken.
It's going to be a battle tonight.
It is. A close one.
Guys, Region 3, you know, Whitwell's still on top of Region 3. South Pittsburgh right behind them.
Both still ranked in the top five, I think, with South Pitt at the top.
Even more incentive for us to try to finish first or second in the region and get away from those guys.
That's right.
And I'll just briefly mention that tonight, a couple big games around the area tonight, Upperman and York, Cookeville and Riverdale. Those should both be good. There's probably some more.
I assume you're going to keep us updated on the budget pest control scoreboard updates, huh?
Oh, the budget pest control scoreboard never stops rolling, Jim.
Right.
It's going to roll all night. Folks, this has been How They Fared from Farm Bureau, brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, health, and home insurance. We are 31 minutes and 45 seconds from kickoff. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com. Good luck, Bulldogs, in your upcoming season from Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldogs football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CCHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to the David Benjamin TV Phone and Internet Pregame Show. It's time for By the Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. The Bulldogs and Red Devils have a very brief history. Tonight marks only the third time that the two squads have met. Since joining the Bulldogs region in 2015, the Red Devils have never been bested by the Clay Countyans We hold an 0-2 all-time record against Joe Burns. The Bulldogs have never been able to score against the Devils, coming up with no points in the prior two games. The Dogs have allowed an average of 40.5 points per game in their pair of defeats, 38 points allowed in 2015 and 43 points allowed last season. No individual players have made the Horizon Sports Network historical list while facing the team from Robertson County. So with a shorter version of about Bulldog history tonight, we're going to go ahead and talk about something that does greatly concern about Bulldog history. As Coach Edwards mentioned when we came on to the broadcast earlier, me and Thomas have had a bit of a emotional day and a rough day. We both had the honor to go down to Chatsworth, Georgia today and serve as pallbearers in our Uncle Bill Napier's funeral.
It was emotional, but it was quite inspirational also.
Of course.
With the speakers we had, you know, even some from Salina that made the long trip that we did, which we, like you said, it was an honor to do so. But it was just a great inspirational day and a fitting day for Uncle Bill.
It was, and as you mentioned there, several made the trip from Clay County down that were extended family members, former classmates, Ricky Melton and James Trowbaugh and David Henson, Tim McLaren, Judy Rich, I believe.
All the
bunch.
Women, you know.
Yeah, several
always
more.
Had plenty of the women looking around at him, so I wish I could name them all.
Yeah, and then there's several more.
One that jumps out at me it was Dwayne Reeser.
Yes.
One of the Reeser
got up and spoke.
Twins. I think Dwayne said that Uncle Bill was his junior high coach and little league coach. And, you know, Dwayne and Darren Dwayne was my little league coach. So
And mine too. Kind of a special thing
is,
there.
Them
kind of paying it back of what was done for them.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and read through a bit of a write-up here, essentially a extended obituary for Bill Napier. It is with heavy hearts that we're broadcasting here tonight on the Horizon Sports Network. Thomas and I have had the privilege of mentioning our Uncle Bill Napier's name several times during about a Bulldog history for his success as a quarterback from 1971 to 1974 at Salina High School. We now mention his name in a different light. We're saddened to say that Bill Napier passed away on Tuesday night at the age of 60 after a four-year battle with ALS, better known as Lou Gehrig's disease. We want to take this opportunity to share a history of this great Clay County Sports Hall of Fame athlete. Bill Napier was born in Livingston, Tennessee on April the 14th, 1957, to Billy and Edwina Napier. Bill was the last of five children born to the Napiers. His brothers, Jack and Don, and sisters, Betsy and Linda, watched him grow up to be an exceptional athlete. While known for his skills in all sports, Bill is best remembered as the starting senior quarterback on the 10-1 1974 Lions Bowl Championship team. Bill went to Tennessee Tech University after graduating from Salina High School in 1975. There he played football on scholarship and earned his degree in health and physical education. Bill's first coaching job after college was in the fall of 1979 at the Salina K-8 as the junior high football coach. Then in 1980, Bill went to Livingston Academy where he coached running backs and defensive backs for 2 years. After that, Coach Napier, as they call him, headed south to Chatsworth, Georgia, located in Murray County in 1982. He was an assistant coach and coordinator until 91 when he became Murray County's head coach. During a 16-year head coaching tenure with the Indians, Bill amassed a 94-78-1 record, won multiple region championships, and led Murray County to several playoff appearances, including a quarterfinal run in 2000. After resigning in 2006 as Murray County's all-time winningest coach, Napier served as offensive coordinator at Southeast Whitfield, Adairsville, and then finally at Dalton, where he continued coaching even while his mobility was deteriorating due to ALS. Beyond the victories and statistics, Bill will most be remembered as a husband, father, and Christian. Countless students and colleagues of Bill Napier are better people today because of the influence that he had on their lives. However, the most enduring legacy in his life is that of his family. Bill married his wife Pam on September the 1st, 1978. They celebrated their 39th wedding anniversary just this month. The couple have four children, three sons and a daughter. Their first son, Billy, 38, is currently the offensive coordinator at Arizona State University. He and his wife, Addie, have three children, daughter, Annie, and sons, Sammy and Charlie. Their second son, Matt, 36, is currently a teacher and offensive coordinator at Callaway High School in Southern Georgia. He and his wife, Casey, have two children, sons, Jet and Bear. Their third son, Kirk, 32, is currently a teacher and head football coach at Gladden Middle School in Murray County, Georgia. He and his wife, Tiffany, have one child, daughter, Reagan. Their daughter, Whitney, 25, is currently working for the Macy's Department Store Company. She resides in New York with her husband, Jamal. The Horizon Sports Network's thoughts and prayers go out to the family and friends of Bill Napier. Certainly he'll be missed not only in Chatsworth, Georgia, but here in his hometown of Salina, Tennessee as well.
And just like we said, Daniel, that was evident today, as it was his entire life. People were drawn to Uncle Bill. As they said at the funeral, he loved people, and he loved to mentor them. He loved to coach them. And I tell you one he did, and something I learned today, just a quick story. You mentioned Livingston Academy. I don't much like to talk about the Hawkeye, just to be honest.
Understood, yeah.
But one that we didn't mention that made the trip today is current offensive coordinator at L.A., Danny McCoy.
Right. One of the first exceptional athletes that Bill had the privilege of mentoring and coaching, I believe.
And there's not many that can say they coached an athlete that played in the NFL.
Right.
And that's what McCoy did. But one thing he told me, you know, the decision to go south to Georgia came after a vote. When I think it was Cochran was the head coach in Livingston, and Ringai Watson succeeded him.
Right.
By one vote. McCoy, the players, a lot of people wanted Uncle Bill to be the head coach at Livingston, and one vote sent him south. So imagine playing L.A. and Uncle Bill as your coach. I don't know if I could have handled that.
Well, me and Jason Hamilton were talking the other day, and he's mentioned several times over the years, sure do wish I could have seen what it would have been like in Salina. Had Bill Napier never left Salina, and his sons have played ball here and hadn't been a coach here for 16 consecutive seasons, and something we'll never know, but kind of fun to think about.
Well, I appreciate you giving that history. This is a bite of Bulldog history, and I think that's fitting
Absolutely.
Talk about one of the all-time great players that we had here, even though there's a personal touch to it, and I kind of want to delve into that just a little bit. For me, Daniel, and for you and countless other, Bill Napier was so much more than can be put into words. You did a fine job trying to do it there, but, you know, not just football. When I thought about the man I wanted to be when I was young, it was Uncle Bill in every way. Of course, the football part was a lot of it, but there was so much more to that. Not only did he teach me how to be a quarterback every chance he got, whether it be out in the yard at Nanny's, where the man 20 years my elder could throw a better spiral than anybody I ever saw. And I was always in awe of that. Weren't you, Daniel?
Certainly so. And his oldest son, Billy, outstanding college quarterback at Furman in his time, and I think Uncle Bill could outplay him.
I believe that myself. But he did that. He was coaching you while you're sitting on the couch. He was coaching you while you're driving in the car. Or, you know, he took me to camps in South Carolina at Furman in the summer. Just did a lot of things for me personally. And while he was doing it for me, he was doing it for that many more. But he was always teaching the game. But above all that, he taught me how to be a man. And it wasn't just through the example he set. He made it a point to show me the details whenever he could. For instance, he taught me how to shake hands. And yes, there's a way a man should do that, Daniel.
Unfortunately, a lot of these teenagers don't know how.
Right. And that small lesson, along with countless others, made a big difference in my life. Because of that, my son now knows how a man should shake hands. And I'm sure he's not the only one of his generation, thanks to what Uncle Bill did. As his disease progressed, that was one of the things he lost the capability of doing. And I know how hard that had to be for him. But he took it in stride and always had a positive outlook, just like he did from the time he was diagnosed. So I had no choice but to follow his lead when I saw him. when he could no longer lift his hand and greet me, I made it a point to pick it up off his lap, look him in the eye, grasp it firmly, just like he taught me, and shake it every time.
Well, Thomas, you know, I hate to share such a private thing, but I saw you do just that about 10 days ago. We went down, made the trip, and me and you and our two brothers and visited Uncle Bill for the last time here on this earth, and that's the last thing you said to him. Took his hand and said, "Uncle Bill, you taught me how to do this," and that touched me to see that.
Well, you know, there's probably a million handshakes that happen every day. But how many of them really mean something? I can tell you the ones from Uncle Bill did. They were special. Like so many others who he touched through his life, I'm going to miss him greatly. He will always be an inspiration to me, and I know he will be to you too, Daniel, and to so many more for generations to come. His legacy will live on forever through the lives he's touched. A man among men. His entire life describes Bill Napier. But he may be even more than that, because now, due to the countless people like me that carry on one small thing he taught them, he'll continue to be the same in death.
One final comment about it. I saw a video, head coach Matt Land at Dalton High School, that Bill worked for the last 7 years, mentioned the comment that almost like you throw a stone in the water, and it sends out ripples, and that's kind of what you describe. Many ripples have been sent out from Bill Napier through his life, and we saw today that they still resonated even after he's been out of this community for, you know, 30-plus years. So, ladies and gentlemen, this has been About a Bulldog History, brought to you by the Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
You're listening to the David Benjamin TV, Phone, and Internet Pregame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football featuring producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
David is the Upper Cumberland's only authorized retailer, offering a combination of DirecTV, Dish Network, HughesNet, Exceed, Frontier, Charter, and Twin Lakes service.
Clay County fans, give him a call at 931-528-5233 or look him up on Facebook for all your technology needs. Because when you contact David Benjamin TV, Phone, and Internet, you'll be dealing with somebody like you, not a corporate contractor.
Though David Benjamin is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Bridgetop Farms, proud supporter of Clay County football and the Horizon Sports Network.
Homer Improvement, when you get to it and can't do it, call the contractor that's used to it.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Treehouse Treasures, man's second best friend, keeping you out of the doghouse with the perfect gifts for mothers, daughters, and wives.
And Budget Pest Control, when the Bulldogs win, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Still to come, a game time weather report and a final word before kickoff. Stay with us as we get ready for Bulldog football here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place, proud supporters of Clay County football.
back-to-school season is upon us, so start the school year off right by building the perfect entertainment package for your family, all while saving money. Choose Twin Lakes Broadband, HDTV, quality home phone, and security monitoring, and you've got the perfect package to keep everyone connected, laughing, and safe at night. To learn more or to bundle and save, stop by any of our 7 local offices today or visit us online at twlakes.coop. T-insert number C-0026.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head football coach Matt Bates. Brought to you by Ridgetop Farms, proud supporter of Clay County football.
This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse on the eve of Clay County's homecoming showdown with Joe Burns, where the 4-2 Dogs will take on the 4-1 Red Devils with playoff implications high. I'm here with Bulldog head coach Matt Bates and senior fullback and inside linebacker James Short for this week's edition of Inside the Locker Room. Guys, thanks for changing your schedule to allow us to come in and talk with you today.
I appreciate Thomas for coming in again this week.
Yeah, anytime, Thomas. Anytime you need.
Coach, we got to start with the way your team fought last week. They battled back from a 2-score deficit twice and never quit against a heck of an East Robertson football team. But they did come up short. We needed just a few more ticks on the clock, didn't we?
Yeah, we came up just a little short. The kids kept battling, making stops defensively. We finally figured out what we needed to do to stop them. Did a great job, and the offense clicked, and just about 6 inches short on an onside kick.
It was close. We were kind of across the field, so we couldn't get a good look at it, but it looked like our guys were closing in, and they just got on it first.
They made a good play, covered the ball up.
And all night long, like I said, Coach, it was a battle. And James, you guys really held up well. How huge were they? I mean, they just looked, 6'5", 260, 6'3", just across the board, they were a big team.
In my opinion, on film, they looked bigger than they actually were on the field. That just, in my opinion. And they played a whole lot worse. They played worse on the field than they really did, it seemed like, on film. On film, they looked like they played a whole lot tougher.
Yeah.
It just, on the field, they were smaller. It just looked like they was even stronger, maybe even slower than they actually were on film.
Well, you guys held up well, like I said, against a pretty good team. Coach, what's your takeaway from that fight your guys put up last Friday night?
Yeah, it just talks about their heart and their commitment. You saw it in their eyes after the game. They were hurting that they lost. They put everything into it. I told them after the game, I felt like we finally played a 48-minute ball game, and just it didn't go our way.
And offensively, you got back to running the ball better, I thought, kind of mixing it up with all those guys, Jared Markham, Clark Donaldson, Seth Ogletree, and got James in on the action a little bit, and I'm leaving another one out there, Matt Jacoby, carried the ball. But really, the majority of your production came through the air. Jake Ashlock had another great night, kind of got back to what he did to start the year, had 200 yards and a couple touchdowns. But to me, B.J. Emerton really showed up and showed what he can do when you get the ball in his hands. 6 catches for over 100 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, it's a pretty nice game for him. I think 6 catches, 106 yards, 2 touchdowns total. It was a great night for him. Defensively, had an interception as well. So he played a great game all around, and I was just proud for him to finally have that breakout moment. We saw against Jackson County, he could catch the ball, make things happen in the secondary, but now we saw him on both sides of the ball, and he's dynamic.
You could see that. He's exciting when you get the ball to him.
Fun to play with.
Yeah, I guarantee you. Good to have that weapon on the outside, isn't it, James? And James, I know you were injured to start your senior campaign, but, you know, we've called your name a lot in the broadcast. You've really come on since you've gotten healthy.
Yeah, it's been tough. It more hurts me not being able to play this my senior year, more or less. I ain't really been able to play really 100%, but just the past really couple of games. That first game when I really had to sit out against Jackson County, coach let me go in for the last five plays after the game was over. That truly was probably one of the best moments of my high school career so far, just being able to beat Jackson County for the first time in 9 years.
Well, I respect that. I'm glad you brought that up. We love talking about beating the Blue Devils.
All day, every day.
That's right. And you got your first start at fullback.
That was different.
Last week, and you also had a great night on the defensive side of the ball. I think I had you for five or six tackles. You're just kind of flying all over the field. But talk about getting the touch on the offensive side of the ball, James.
Hey, it's different because that's the first week I've ever really repped at fullback, at least in this kind of scheme in my high school career. Of course, I played a little tailback and fullback my freshman year, but it's a whole different offensive scheme. And this week, it's just been hard getting to know all the plays and stuff like that. It's a whole lot different game changer. Going playing from no offense to starting at fullback, it's a whole lot different.
So it's going to be that way Friday night also? See James on that side of the ball?
He'll be there some. I don't know how much. A lot of it dictates on what kind of run game we're having, whether we're power or sweeping. We'll dictate which fullback we put in.
That's where the move came from, strength on that side blocking.
Yeah.
All right. Coach, tell me about this guy. He just seems to have a motor that won't stop when he's on the field.
Yeah. He goes 100% all the time, which is what we want. And so he plays at the speed and the pace we want to play at. He's undersized, but you wouldn't know that by the way he plays and how he does his job. And he's like kind of like Dylan Maxfield. He's a great guy, high character, got faith heavily involved in his life. And there's been a couple times on Wednesdays, Coach, I'm out. Going to church. See ya. You know, but he's always there. He's doing what he's supposed to do. You never worry what James is doing because you know he's doing the right thing.
So like Maxfield, I assume one of the leaders on this team.
Sets oh, definitely.
The example.
Definitely. Definitely a leader. Definitely.
Thank you, Coach.
His head's swelling over here, Coach.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to pop it. This room's not big enough for him right now. I'll tell you that.
I understand. And tomorrow night, I assume we're going to need him and all the dogs to step it up against what looks like to me a talented Joe Burns squad.
Very much so. You know, they're very talented. They're not as good as Mount Juliet Christian, but I think that's a whole other category program. Yeah. But they're a lot like East Robertson. They got some decent size, but not like huge like East Robertson. And it's really a power football game. It's like I told you on Monday. It's our power game versus their power game, and somebody's going to make some big plays. So we just got to stop their big plays and hopefully ours win and tackle a lot better than we did last week.
Sound like a good plan to me. James, what's Coach Bates and his staff done this week to get you guys prepared for that Red Devil attack?
Well, we've switched our defensive scheme. I ain't going to say nothing because just in case anybody's listening out there might want to know. But we switched our defensive scheme up a little bit, and I really think how we've done it, it's going to help us a whole lot because we're able to, you know, do some movement stuff on the line and stuff like that, be able to, you know, screw around with the offense a little bit.
So putting in a little wrinkle. Coach.
Yeah.
Wrinkle's a nice word,
right.
It's a change of pace.
Yeah, it's definitely a change of pace.
And really you mentioned this, Coach. We talked about this in the newspaper. How big would it be to win this game tomorrow night?
This is a statement game for us, for me as a coach and our staff.
Mm-hmm.
We come out, we win tomorrow night, we put a stamp that we're relevant, and that's what we want to do.
And, James, I watched a little film on Joe Burns. They're pretty swift on the offensive side of the ball. How do you guys slow them down?
Well, really, as Coach says, the power game, because we're matched up fairly, at least on the line, we're fairly matched up. I believe if we can out-quick them, because in the same category as we are, if we can out-quick them and just be smart on defense, if we can play smart defensive ball, we can win this game pretty easily.
And, Coach, same for you. Who are we keying on? I know last week East Robertson had Cameron Swift, who wore number 9, and kind of tore us up and did us in. And I hear the Red Devils got a number 9, too.
They got a number 9 at quarterback. At least so far this season, he's not shown much run action. Of course, they see the film from Friday night. They may try it. Why not? We're mostly going to see a lot of 32, their fullback, and one of their tailbacks, either number one or two at receiver, making plays offensively. But they're wanting to run downhill and wear you out, just like we do.
Mm-hmm.
And going back to the question before, you said this was a statement game. Talk about what that statement can make as far as playoff implications.
Well, it's a statement because it sends a message to the other region and the rest of the state that Clay County's back. It's back in the middle of the 90s, late 80s, when they were relevant statewide and Coach Richardson was here. But playoff-wise, we got to win two of our last three playoff or region games to host a playoff game. Guaranteed host. We win two out of three, we're guaranteed to host, and that's our goal at this point. I told the kids back in January, we're going to be in the playoffs. What I didn't tell them until summer was I expected to host. And
we haven't done that in 20 years.
Hadn't done it in 20, 21 years. Well, by George, we're going out to do it this year.
Well, what's our chances of doing that, Coach? I ask you every week. Never can get it out of you.
It's a good question.
You know, tell me what our team needs to do to position themselves for that home playoff game tonight.
Well, I'll change it up on you. Win. I'll change it up on you this week. We got to be focused through homecoming. We get through the homecoming stuff, and we get to play the freaking game. We're going to block tackle, and we're going to score more than they do and win this thing.
Sounds good.
Like a plan, Coach. Sounds like a plan.
James, good to have you here tonight, Coach.
Appreciate you too. Appreciate
it. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us today, and good luck tomorrow night. Folks, tune in next week to hear what Coach has to say about next Thursday night's game. It's been moved to 6:30 here at Coach John Teeples Field on Thursday night, and it's here at home versus Sail Creek. We'll be back in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth to call it live. See you then.
This has been Inside the Locker Room with Head Football Coach Matt Bates. Brought to you by Ridgetop Farm, proud supporter of Clay County football.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Solana, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
It's time for the Homer Improvement Keys to the Game, where we ask Thomas his thoughts on how the Dogs can win tonight. Thomas, what's the overall key to success in this big region game?
Well, it is a big game, but you know, Daniel, I think it's just what Coach Bates said. The biggest thing is overcoming the distractions of homecoming week, and that's always the case. I remember Coach Joel Neitz telling us the same thing back in my day. Don't get me wrong, homecoming's great. You can see by the crowd we're going to have here tonight, but we got to stay focused because this is a big game tonight, just like you said.
Well, what about on the offensive side of the football? What needs to happen there for the Dogs?
Well, we talked about it, Daniel. They got back in that 300-yard category last week. We're going to need that and maybe more tonight. So after Markham and Company kind of establishes the ground game early on and we keep it close or maybe even lead at the half, I think you're going to see more of those two, B.J. Emerton and Ashlock, with a big play on that side of the ball.
Sounds good to me. Defense?
Well, like Coach Bates said, they've got another nine at quarterback. Let's just hope that he's not as explosive as the one the Indians had last week. But you know the Red Devils saw that film. You know that's what they're going to do. But Bates knows what they're going to do, too. And I see them adjusting. I see them maybe with a spy, you know, take James Short, take one of those linebackers, spy that quarterback out. And then, you know what, I think the Dogs put it all together. They control number nine, they get a big play, and they come out on top and get that first step. We still got to beat Piggy County or Gordesville, but that first step towards hosting the first playoff game here on John Teeples Field.
There you have it. That's been the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver. Brought to you by Homer Improvement. When you get to it and can't do it, call the contractor that's used to it. At this time, we're going to jump over and wrap up our pregame show with the Treehouse Treasures pregame parting gift, a final word for our listeners before kickoff. Coach, we'll start with you.
Guys, quickly, I always tell my guys, this is the biggest game of the year for Clay County football. Big-time players make big-time plays in big-time games. Let's see who has the most big-time players, Clay County, Joe Burns tonight.
He's good at that.
He is.
Where he gets that.
I think coaching for 18 years has helped him a little.
It may be. Again, I just talked about the keys to the game. Overcoming the distractions of what's going on here. All the pretty girls out here tonight in their dresses.
Indeed.
The guys, lining up with them. I'm sure there were some football players involved. But you know what? I don't think we've got a problem with that. Bulldogs are fired up, and they're going to roll.
I like the sound of it. My pregame parting gift that I hope the Dogs will receive is to stay focused. I said it last week on the big road trip. I'm saying it tonight. No game is more distracting than homecoming because of all the festivities that take place all week long at school. My pregame parting gift is for the Dogs to stay focused tonight. If they do, they'll like what happens when the buzzer sounds. This pregame parting gift has been brought to you by Treehouse Treasures, man's second best friend. Keeping you out of the doghouse with the perfect gifts for mothers, daughters, and wives. Quickly, we'll turn our eyes to the skies and bring you the Cumberland Exteriors weather report. Temperature currently 68 degrees. At halftime, 64. End of the game, 62. 52% humidity. No precipitation is falling today, and none will fall throughout the game. A 3-mile-per-hour wind blows out of the north-northeast. This has been the weather report brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements. And guys, we're ready to roll. We've got action on the field. Clay County won the toss, and they have elected to receive. So Joe Burns will be kicking off from left to right from our vantage point here in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth. Joe Burns, the away team, wears white jerseys with white pants. They have red helmets, and their jerseys have red numerals. Clay County wearing the Vegas gold jerseys that we've not seen in years. They look great. They've got black helmets, black pants, and those Vegas gold jerseys have black numerals on them. Trimmed in white.
Coach Bates surprised them with those throwback uniforms today.
They look great. And here Joe Burns comes. Kicker puts his foot to the ball, and it sails deep. Going to be fielded by Markham around
got
the 6-yard line. And it's a reverse on the field. He's tossed it to Dawson, and he's got the sideline of 20, 25, 30, 35. Well, he'll be driven out of bounds. So a nice return and a little bit of trickery to start the game for Clay County. They take over at the, we're going to have to see this spot. Nice play on the return. Markham fielded the ball, then came upfield, tossed it behind him to Donaldson, and it is spotted on the Clay County 37-yard line.
Then you know Joe Burns has seen Markham's return ability in the last few films. And Coach Bates throwing in a little wrinkle. They knew they'd be keying on Markham. He got it to Donaldson, and a nice setup for the Dogs.
Double wing set for Clay County. Emerton split to the left. Markham goes in motion from left to right. Fake to him. It's given off to fullback Will Ogletree. Well, he'll be bobbled up for a short game, possibly none. Going to go ahead and bring you the State Farm starting lineups offensively for Clay County, brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Offensive line left to right, Zach Strong, Eli Watson, Joseph Short, Alex Combs, and Dylan Maxfield. Tight end, Hayden Cherry. Split end, B.J. Emerton. Fullback, Will Ogletree. Running backs, Jared Markham and Matt Jacoby. They'll also rotate Clark Donaldson and Seth Ogletree into that mix. Quarterback tonight, the sophomore, Jake Ashlock. Second nine for the Dogs. The ball rests at the Clay County 38-yard line. Ashlock goes under center, double wing set. Ball snapped. Toss sweep to Jacoby, left side. He's got the corner, gets across the 40, out to around the 41. Potential 3-yard pickup, but a whistle has been blown. I don't see a flag, however.
I believe he had a helmet come off right there, one of the Joe Burns players.
Thank you, sir. His coach.
He has to go out for a snap. I'm not
he
sure.
Does. He has to go out for a snap. It was
big
a pickup of three on the play
down
for Jacoby. The ball spotted now at the Clay County 41-yard line. So it is a big early third down here for Clay County. Third and approximately 6.5 yards to go.
I think I see Ashlock go to the air for the first time here tonight.
Double wing set. Emerton split left. Motion from Jacoby from right to left. Ashlock hooking the pass. Targets Emerton. Ball's caught and thrown and caught. And it will be enough for first down yardage as Emerton stepped out of bounds at the Clay County 49-yard line. First down, Clay County.
There's that short passing game we talked about last week. That looked good. Ashlock took a quick three-step drop. The receiver just turned out on a nice out route. First down, Dogs.
Dogs are driving from right to left from our vantage point here in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth. 10 minutes and 9 seconds remain in the first quarter play. It is a scoreless game at this point. Ashlock under center, Emerton split left. Motion from Donaldson from right to left. Toss sweep to him. He'll get across the 50-yard line down to the Red Devil 49. Pickup of two on the play for Clark to set up second and eight. Coach Bates choosing to use a rotation of backs, has four different running backs that he'll feature at the wing positions, likes to keep fresh eggs in the game, and so far it has paid off for him this year. Dogs approach the line on second and eight. Joseph Short, the center, grasps the football. Ashlock has the defense, goes under center. Emerton split to the right, motion from Donaldson from right to left. It's fake to him, given off to Will Ogletree, and he goes up the gut. Well, he'll carry the football down to the Joe Burns 46-yard line. Pickup of three for Will Ogletree on the carry to set up third and around five for Clay County.
Again, another crucial third down just into Red Devil territory. It looked good the last time. Why not try it again?
Here we are, third and slightly under five to go, right at five, very close. Double wing set, Emerton split to the right. Ashlock goes under center. Motion from right to left from a wing back. It's fake to toss sweep, giving to Will Ogletree where he carries the ball.
It's going to be close.
Very close. He's going to be spotted at the Joe Burns 41-yard line. And I am afraid we are going to be about 6 inches shy of the first down. Officials painstakingly now set the football.
We've said it several times. Will Ogletree looking like his father right there, Craig Ogletree, with that what I've been calling the Ogletree lean. And I think he's picked it up, Daniel.
Certainly by that, Thomas, I understand what you mean. You're talking about a fullback who's running north and south with his upper body leaned forward, delivering the ball to the defense, correct?
Yes, sir. I've seen it before.
We're going to have a measurement on the field. Official has called timeout. They're going to run the chains all the way across the field. We're going to play one quick break here, one quick spot on the Horizon Sports Network. This is Daniel Strong, the voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, and I want to tell you about AC Wireless's U.S. Cellular MyFi hotspot. This small device powers our live stream broadcast of Bulldog football wherever we go, so I know it can give you all the high-speed Wi-Fi internet service you could possibly want. Go to AC Wireless and sign up today. Give them a call at 931-243-4545 or look them up on Facebook for all their latest smartphone deals and events. AC Wireless, your local U.S. cellular dealer. We return to Bulldog Football Live on the Horizon Sports Network, and we've just seen a measurement after that Will Ogletree carry. He picked up about 4.5 on the play when he needed 5. So the Dogs now are about 20 inches short of a first down. It is fourth down here.
I don't know why I ever question you, Daniel. It looked good from here. I thought that lean got it for him.
Clay County is going to keep their offense on the field here. I don't know if we'll try to draw the defense off sides or what, but field position is not bad for this play. The ball rests at the Joe Burns 42-yard line. 9 minutes and 17 seconds remain in the opening quarter of play. No score for either team at this point.
Well, Ogletree's back there again.
Ashlock goes under center for this fourth and short play. Markman motion, left route, ball snapped. It's sneak. Quarterback sneak, and we've got it. Jake Ashlock behind that offensive line pushes forward. He came to the left side behind senior Eli Watson and junior Zach Strong and was able to move the ball down to the Joe Burns 39-yard line. Pickup of three on the play, and it is a first down for Clay County.
We've seen that a lot in the last few weeks. Ashlock, that big body of his, just gets that lean forward, picked up the first down.
First and 10 from the Joe Burns 39. Ashlock under center, Jacobian motion left right. He gets the ball. He tries to get the edge, cuts back inside. He's got a pickup of around two where he's going to be brought down at approximately the Joe Burns 37-yard line to set up second and eight. Clay County just ran their eighth play of this drive. They've had seven rushes and one pass. It was complete to Emerton for a big first down earlier. And,
great drive.
It's looking
great
good.
Statement drive to start this game. Now we just need to come away with points.
Here we are, second and eight. Ball rests at the Joe Burns 37-yard line. Ashlock under center, double wing set. Markham with Donaldson in motion right and left. Toss sweep to Donaldson. He tries to get to the corner but will not. The Joe Burns defender on the play, number 21 for them. I'll have to get my roster out. I've yet at this point to call any of Joe Burns' players. Certainly want to do that. That was Maxie Owens, the sophomore linebacker for the Red Devils. Tom Adkins is the head coach for Joe Burns. He's been there for many years. I wish I could tell you how many. I'm satisfied at least 20 years at the helm of that program. Does an excellent job. Joe Burns is a perennial playoff team. They played in a couple state championship games under his tutelage. Here we are, third and nine after that loss of one. Markham on the carry around the right side. First carry of the night for Markham. He's dangerous. He does pick up some yardage, gets close to the 35-yard line, but he will be brought down well short of the first down. And it's going to set up what appears to be fourth and round six for Clay County. We send the punting team onto the field. The ball does rest at the Joe Burns 36-yard line. Very short field here for Clay County.
When I saw that handoff to Markham, I was thinking four down territory, Daniel.
Jolin on the punt for the Dogs. Going to try to pin them deep, it appears. Ball snapped to Jolin. He gets off a nice high short kick. It hits. Takes a Red Devil roll. But we do net some yardage on the play. It rolls out of bounds. Joe Burns is going to take over after that fourth down punt by Joseph Jolin. And that ball is going to be spotted. It appears to me at the Red Devil 18-yard line. So pretty good punt by Jolin. They've got an 82-yard field as they take over for the first time.
Well, if nothing else, Daniel, we prove we can move the ball a little bit against this Red Devil defense. And, you know, we're getting a little confidence. Ashlock connected on his first pass. We moved the ball, picked up a couple first downs, just stalled out there.
Joe Burns now coming out for the first time. They're a traditional team. They like to run the football primarily, and they do a toss sweep to the right side, a jet sweep rather, and that man has some room. He's going to pick up first down yardage all the way out to the Joe Burns 31-yard line. So pick up a 13 on the opening play of the game for Joe Burns.
Just no containment here on the corner. They washed us down, and that guy's got some speed, Daniel.
Certainly does. I believe, Thomas, that we're seeing a different look on defense for the third week in a row for Clay County. 2 weeks ago, we ran the 50 front that we'd ran all year. Last week, we went to a 4-2 and sometimes a 4-4 look. Tonight, we have a 4-3 look, and we'll try to bring you those State Farm starting lineups on the defensive side of the ball after this play. First and 10, Joe Burns, 31-yard line. Jet sweep to the left. Running back is going to be met for a little gain. Excellent job on the play. So we'll go ahead and look at this 4-3-4 set in the State Farm starting lineup. At defensive tackles, Zach Strong and Cole Pennington. At defensive ends, Dalton Goad and Eli Watson. They make up the front four. The three inside linebackers, James Short, Dylan Maxfield, and John Copeland. Moving from corners to safeties this week are Clark Donaldson and Jared Markham, and moving from safeties up to the corners are B.J. Emerton and Seth Ogletree. This has been the State Farm starting lineups, brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. Joe Burns now on 2nd and 7. Quarterback fakes the jet sweep, keeps the football. He'll be brought down at the Joe Burns 40-yard line, short of the first down marker. It's going to bring up 3rd and approximately 1. For Joe Burns. Big play here, Thomas.
It is. You know, Eli Watson and those guys in the middle, I expect something right up the gut. Maybe that same quarterback run here. They got to stop it up, keep those guards off the linebackers, and Maxfield and company's got to make a stop here.
As we mentioned, Clay County running a 4-3 look tonight. We'll try to do a better job here describing the Joe Burns offensive set. Quarterback's under center. There's a tight end right and left. Actually, just tight end right. Twin receivers left. It's an eye backfield, fullback and tailback. And we have an offsides infraction against the front four on that interior line. That's Cole Pennington, the senior, who has offsides, granting Joe Burns a first down here on that third and short play. Ball now moves forward to the Red Devil 45-yard line. There's 5 minutes and 2 seconds remaining here in this opening quarter play. No score for either team. First and 10, Joe Burns.
Huge mistake for the Bulldogs there. Again, could have stopped them. Now they're coming back to the line with a fresh set of downs.
Twin receivers to the left, eye backfield. It's given off to the tailback. He's up the gut. Picks up around 3 to 4 yards on the play.
Pretty good job by the Bulldog defense.
You know, you didn't list him in the starting lineups, but early on in that drive, junior Hayden Cherries entered the ball game, got contained on that last sweep they ran, and just made the tackle there, Daniel.
We also now see junior Alex Combs coming on to relieve Cole Pennington at defensive tackle. Red Devils have the ball now at their own 49-yard line, threatening to cross midfield on this second short play.
A little bunch formation here.
Bunch set to the right. Joe Burns attempts their first pass of the game. They go deep for a man, and it's overthrown incomplete to set up third and six.
Fortunate there, Daniel. Pretty good throw. The receiver just kind of lost out of the ball and started bending backwards looking for it and slowed way down. If he keeps running, he had to step. That's a touchdown.
Joe Burns fixing the snap on their seventh play of this drive, kind of similar to what Clay County did. Clay County had an 11-play drive to open the game. Now Joe Burns is in the midst of a 7-play drive for themselves. Twin wide receivers to the right. Actually, three wideouts to the right, one to the left. It's one back set. Running back sets to the quarterback's left hip. Quarterback keeper around left side. He gets the first down and a little bit more. That quarterback is Colin Richards. We've not brought you that name yet. We'll try to do that now. Each time the Red Devil snap, we'll say Richards approaches the ball.
That's that number nine Coach Bates was talking about. He showed why he was worried about him. I couldn't find my spy on that one, Daniel.
So first down, Joe Burns. Ball spotted at the Bulldog now 42-yard line as Joe Burns has crossed midfield and preparing to run their eighth play of this drive. 3 minutes and 55 seconds remain in the opening quarter. And we've only had the ball once, and Joe Burns is now currently on their first drive. Quarterback's under center, that's Richards. I backfield behind him. Tight end left, two wideouts to the right. Tailback runs around left side. He gets the edge and picks up first down yardage, I believe. It's very close. He was taken out of bounds on the far side of the field away from us on the visiting sideline by a Bulldog defender. And, yes, it is enough for the first.
You know, Coach Bates described this game as power football, and we're seeing it early. It may have been since my day since I've seen an I formation like that, and they're really making it work tonight.
They certainly are. Now with 3 minutes and 34 seconds left in the first quarter, ball spotted at the Bulldog 32-yard line. Joe Burns is driving from left to right from our vantage point here in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth.
A little more of a spread set here.
Trip set to the right, one receiver left, quarterback keeper up the gut. He has yardage. Picks up around 8 on the play. Very similar play to what East Robertson ran last week with their quarterback Cameron Swift. However, Richards, while appearing to be a good athlete, does not have as quick a step as Swift did.
He doesn't, but he's looking awful similar to what Swift did last week.
That's going to set up second and one for the Red Devils. The ball now spotted at the Bulldog 22-yard line. Second and very short one for Joe Burns. I backfield behind Richards. Two wideouts left, tight end right. Richards is under center, waiting on the snap. Here it comes, giving off the tailback, right up the gut. He's going to get the first down and a little more. Moving the ball down to around the Bulldog 14-yard line. The Bulldog defense not giving up huge plays on this drive, but probably an average of 4 to 5 yards a carry for the Red Devils.
Just what Joe Burns probably wants, a methodical drive, a clock-eating drive. Keep the ball out of our hands, and they're deep into Bulldog territory.
They certainly are, and they have the ball first and 10. It rests at the Bulldog 14-yard line. 2 minutes and 45 seconds remain. I backfield behind Richards, tight end right, twin receivers to the left. Toss sweep tailback to the right. He's got room. He's across the 10. He's down to the 5. Inside the 5 now to the Bulldog 4-yard line.
The Red Devils are threatening. Coach Joe Neal Eads would be proud if he saw this eye backfield. Almost looks like Gary Davis sitting back there the way they're moving the ball.
It certainly does. That feature back so far for the Red Devils, I believe, has been number 7. Tavon Watkins, a senior. Very good player. I said the ball was inside the 5. That's not true. It rests on the Bulldog 5. Two wideouts left, tight end right. Richard goes under center. High backfield behind him. Richards gets a snap, gives off to the new tailback that's in the game, and he'll be brought down for a loss by number 50, Dylan Maxfield, that senior inside linebacker who
Thomas, sometimes here on the broadcast, you kind of call him out and say, where's Maxfield? Well, there he was.
Well, I hadn't mentioned his name. He's already got four tackles, according to my tally. I just haven't been able to announce that. But what a play by Maxfield. That's what he brings to this team. Get you a big stop when you need it.
Third and inches now as the ball rests just right across the Bulldog 5-yard line for Joe Burns. The running back on that play, ball carrier, was Eric Herring, another upperclassman, a junior for the Red Devils. Third and inches. Richards is under center, I backfield behind him. Ball snap, tall sweep to the left to Herring. He turns the corner, and he gets into the end zone for a Red Devil touchdown. So with 1 minute and 8 seconds left in this opening quarter of play, Joe Burns has successfully completed a 14-play scoring drive, or a 13-play scoring drive, to go up 6-9 against the Bulldogs.
Power football at its best. I mean, the old I formation, and they're just kind of blowing us off the ball. They've got the advantage up front at this point. The Dogs are going to have to step it up in the line if we're going to have any success against this team tonight.
Place kicker out to attempt the kick. Snap, set, kick, and it bounces off the left upright. No good. So your score with 1 minute and 8 seconds left in the opening quarter of play, Joe Burns 6, Bulldogs nothing, here on the Horizon Sports Network.
My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
We return here on the Horizon Sports Network. We've just seen Joe Burns Red Devils complete a 13-play scoring drive to take a 6-0 lead over the Clay County Bulldogs. Now with a minute and 8 seconds left in the opening quarter play, Clay County is set to return this kickoff. Jared Markham and B.J. Emerton back deep to receive for the Bulldogs.
You know, I mentioned Coach Eads' name. Coach Adkins is a whole lot like our Coach Eads when it comes to old-school football.
Yes.
It's like to me.
Tom Adkins, the head coach of the Joe Burns Red Devils, I speculated as to how long he had led that program. An assistant coach here in the booth had overheard us and stepped over during the break and said this was his 24th year, I believe, at the helm for the Red Devils in this new era of a coaching carousel when folks get run off for losing one game sometimes and they're always under scrutiny. It's refreshing to see the same face leading a good high school tradition for over two decades.
Guys, that last drive would consist of Richard with 3 rushes, 24 yards, and number 13, Herring, 6 rushes for 35 yards, led the way down the field for the Red
Bay County takes over about their own 18-yard line. It's given off to Will Ogletree. He may pick up 1 yard on the carry. We'll have to see if forward progress is given to him. And, yeah, he's going to get a little. Second nine, a carry of one for Will Ogletree. Ball now rests at the 19-yard line. Drive began on the Bulldog 18. There's 35 seconds left here in this opening quarter play. Dogs trail by 6.
Got to respond, Daniel. Got to respond here.
Ashlock and company come to the line. Double wing set. Ashlock's under center. Motion in the backfield from right to left. Toss sweep to this side to Donaldson on the motion. He'll be taken down out of bounds after he picks up a pretty healthy sum on the carry. I believe it's going to be around a 5-yard pickup on the play to set up third and around 4. We'll have to see where it's officially spotted. And that is going to be the last play of this fourth quarter, or first quarter. I'm sorry. We're just getting started here. We're not in the fourth. The ball sets at the Bulldog 24-yard line to set up third and a long 5 for Clay County. That is the end of the first quarter. Dogs trail by 6 here on the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
We return to live Bulldog football action here on the Horizon Sports Network. We're getting set for the first play of the second quarter here at John Peoples Field. We're bringing this to you from Joan Elite Stadium in the Twin Lakes Broadcasting Booth. Bulldogs do trail at Joe Byrne, 6-0. It is homecoming here at Clay County High School. Thomas, you mentioned the queens earlier. Who were those ladies this year?
I'm pretty sure the homecoming queen was Emmy Upton, and our football queen was one of our cheerleaders, Elizabeth Spivey.
Very good. Here are the Dogs on third and a long five. Ball snapped. Ashok's hooking the pass. He's got Ogletree in the right flat. Ball's thrown. Well defended, though, and it's incomplete. It was knocked away by Blake Shadrick, senior linebacker for the Red Devils. Incomplete pass. Ashok's second attempt of the night. The first was complete. Demerton earlier, that one falls incomplete.
Just a simple, what we used to call a spread out 18 pass, just a roll out to the near sideline here. Pretty good ball. Just good coverage, Daniel. Got the hand in, knocked it down. Not much you can do on that one.
Joe Burns, a disciplined team, will have to work hard for yardage tonight. Joe went on the punt. He catches the long snap, gets off a nice punt. Ball's going to hit around the Red Devil 45-yard line and take a Bulldog bounce. Joe Burns will officially take over at their own 43-yard line. Their second drive of the night. Here we are in the second quarter. Both teams playing old-school football, ground and pound.
They are. We had a pretty good drive to start. You know, again, kind of pounding away. The only big play was that hookup from Ashlock to Emerton. Pound away on the ground, but stalled out. That was a three and out. After a long, sustained drive from Joe Burns, that's not what we needed.
No, the Dogs right now, still very early in this game, you kind of feel the momentum kind of shifting a little to the Red Devils, though. Hopefully Maxfield and the rest of this Bulldog defense can change that. Here's the Red Devils come. They go to the shotgun now. Two wide outs right, two wide outs left. Fake jet sweep given off to the lone running back. That's a fullback in the backfield. Dogs do a nice job, though, and he's going to be taken down for a little to no gain on the play. Ball spotted at the Red Devil 43.
Freshman Goad, which would be playing, what would you call that? Don't have a nose tackle with that four-man front.
Just
a
defensive tackle.
Tackle inside this week.
Yes.
Getting that penetration that he's made a name for having this year already as a freshman and stop that one up.
Red Devils now, after no gain on first down, have second and 10. Quarterbacks in shotgun. Two wideouts left, one to the right with a tight end. Jet sweep from right to left. He has the corner, the man does. That's number 7. He's going to pick up first down yardage. The carrier for the Red Devils on that play was Tavon Watkins.
You know, Daniel, you want to think we're having trouble with the edge on these sweep plays, the jets, that kind of thing. But they're hitting us up the gut, too. Again, I think it comes down to that front. The guys in the trenches, they got to step it up right here.
They do. Certainly, head coach Tom Adkins for the Red Devils will be content to keep the ball on the ground if he can get this kind of production throughout the contest. Ball sits at the Bulldog 46-yard line, first and 10 for the Red Devils. Richards, the quarterback, goes back up under center, eye formation behind him, tight end left, two wide outs to the right. Ball snap, given off to the tailback. It's carried. That's carrying again. Nice stop on the play. It sits now at the Bulldog 45-yard line. Pickup of one for the Red Devils to set up second nine.
I thought I saw the junior Cherry again on the bottom of that pile, and then Goad came in to finish him off. So if we can hold him to a one-yard gain, we'll take it.
Cherry was playing defensive end in our 50 look that we played the first half of the season. In this 4-3 look, he's playing the weak side linebacker. Dylan Maxfield sets in the middle and has Hayden Cherry to one side, James Short, the senior, on the other side. Second nine now. Ball sits at the Bulldog 45. 9 minutes and 56 seconds remain in the second quarter of play. Shotgun set this time with multiple wideouts. It's a jet sweep to the right for Joe Burns. Pick up around three on the play to set up third and six or seven. Pretty good job by the Dog defense, Thomas, as you just mentioned.
Can't pick it out. It's on that far sideline. Who's playing that far defensive tackle?
I'm not sure at this point in time. Coach White, who's calling the defense now, has been rotating that defensive line. Third and seven for the Red Devils. They're driving from our right to left. And ball sets at the Bulldog 43-yard line for this third and seven play. This would be a big stop for the Dogs.
It's time to rise to the occasion, as you like to say.
Richards in the gun. Three wideouts to the left. Ball snap. Fake fullback. Richards keeps. Quarterback keeper. He's up across the 40, close to first down yardage. He may be a little short, though. A nice stop at the end of the play by Hayden Cherry, accompanied by Clark Donaldson. Also Maxfield. Now, that's Goat. That's 62, Dalton Goat out there. Very impressed with that freshman at this point in the season. Last week we saw him with about three offsides penalties. That's something he'll correct. That's discipline, repetitions. He can correct that.
You're avoiding it. I want you to call this one, Daniel. It looks about the same as we were earlier. It's close.
Well, it is close. They're calling for a measurement. I'm going to say that the Red Devils have a first down here. It appears the officials do bring the chains out. We're going to stay with you this time. Coach, I guess it's too early for a budget pest control scoreboard update.
I want to mention our chain.
No scores in yet.
Oh, I'm sorry, Coach.
No scores yet. Can't go to that, Thomas. So you started to mention the chain crew.
Well, I just want to do that. We've got Bobby Tooby Kerr and Brian Burchett bringing the sticks in. Two former greats when it comes to Bulldog football. And who's the rest on the other side? Jason Norhead Hamilton.
Yeah, and Craig Ogletree, I believe, joins the crew. All four gentlemen, Clay County Sports Hall of Fame members, for their athletic prowess. Mostly on the gridiron, but also on the hardwood as well.
I hate to say, but you were right.
I was right again. First down for Joe Burns on the play. Ball now sits at the Bulldog 36-yard line. There's 9 minutes and 1 second remaining in the first half of play here. Richards is under center. I'm backfield behind him. Two wide outs to the right, tight end left. Toss sweep to the short side of the field on the left. The ball carrier gets down to around the Bulldog 30-yard line. Would be a pickup of round six on the play if that is the spot.
We've said it all night long, just pure and simple power football. They're blowing us off the ball, sealing the corner. They got the lead back out front. They knock us back. They're getting 3, 4, 6 yards of pop, Daniel.
Ball rest at the Bulldog 31-yard line. Second and four for Joe Burns. They've been content to run this football. Only one pass attempt in the game so far. This is only Joe Burns' second possession of the game, even though we're 8 minutes and 10 seconds left in this first half of play. Richards in the shotgun. Three receivers bunched to the right, one to the left. It's an O-back set. Richards fakes a jet sweep, keeps the football for quarterback keeper, and he's going to be close to first down yardage. It's going to be another third and short, or barely first down, as the ball's going to be spotted around the Bulldog 27-yard line.
Leave up Zach Strong in on the stop, but still, way downfield, Daniel. Picked up about four or five more. Sets up a big third and one.
Third and a long one. Ball rests at the Bulldog 28-yard line. 7.5 minutes left in the second quarter, and the clock does tick. Joe Burns sends in the play. They're taking their time, slow, methodical drive, as they did on their first drive, and as the Bulldogs have attempted to do as well.
I'm sure it's four-down territory for Joe Burns, but just a stop here would be huge.
Richards goes under center, tight end left, one wide out right. Toss sweep to the right to Herring. He gets the corner, first down and more. He crosses the 20. He gets close to the 15. He's going to come down, and the ball will be spotted at around the Bulldog 18-yard line.
Did you see that block from their fullback on Copeland right there? That's how they're picking up this yardage. They're tossing that sweep. They got the fullback leading. He just blew up Copeland, gave him that seam, and he took advantage.
The fullback for the Red Devils is Jacob Barnett, a senior. A junior, I apologize. They have a lot of juniors and seniors, though, and they're strong. They're physically aged kids, and it's showing up.
There's
Richards is under center, I backfield, two wide out left, tight end right. It's first and 10. Ball sets at the Bulldog 18. It's given off the tailback up the gut. He'll pick up around 2.5 to 3 on the play. Is now the ball's going to be spotted at the Bulldog 15-yard line. Second and 8, Joe Burns. 6.5 minutes remain in the second quarter.
I think we're seeing why some of the low scores we've seen out of Joe Burns here. They've had the ball twice. They've eat up the whole first half, just about. And we're trailing 6-0. It doesn't take many points to win a game when you have ball control like this.
Well, they have 3 first downs on this drive and are about to snap for their 10th play. Very methodical. Shotgun now. Richards is in. It's a jet sweep right to left. Running back has the edge. He's to the 10, breaks the 10, gets down to around the 8-yard line. The Bulldog 8 where the ball's going to be spotted to set up third and another short for the Red Devils.
Same thing again. That fullback kicking out on Cherry, and the back's got enough sense to cut it back right off the hip of that block and pick up the yardage.
Third and 1. Red Devils are picking up around 4 to 5 yards, setting up third and short almost each time on this drive. Very impressive by Joe Burns, this Joe Burns team. They made a long trip from Robertson County, but they look fresh.
Coach Adkin has got to be happy with what he's seen out of his team so far.
5.5 minutes left. Richards is under center. Eye formation behind him. Ball given off the tailback. This time it's Herring.
That's better.
They feature 2 backs. It was nice defense that time. Stop for no gain. Possibly a loss. No, it looks like the ball's going to be spotted at the 8. Still should set up now. It's 4th and very short for Joe Burns. Clay County.
That was the senior Eli Watson stopping that one up. Haven't called his name tonight. Did a good job there. Brings up a huge 4th down.
Big 4th down
play. This is what the Dogs need. We need to stop here, Daniel. Get this ball back. We've been pretty good at scoring before half. Maybe we can get it back, get the stop, and start marching.
5 minutes and 15 seconds remain here in the second quarter of play. 4th and very short for the Red Devils. They're down to our left. They're driving right to left, trying to get into the what would be the north end zone. Timeout, I believe, being taken on the field. Whistle has been blown, at least. I'm not sure what's out. Okay, we have an issue for the second week in a row with the clock. The official keeps clock on the sideline, and apparently we have a problem here with the clock cable here at John Teeples Field.
Saw assistant coach Garrett DeBose walk over and maybe plug it back in. You reckon they may have got it hung up and...
Could have.
Again, a huge play right here for momentum for the Dogs.
5 minutes and 6 seconds are on the clock at this point in time. 4th and very short for Joe Burns.
See what Maxfield's got for him here. You know he's spying this one out.
Richards under center. Eye backfield behind him. 2 tight set, 1 wide out right. Toss sweep to the right. It's Herring. He's going to get the first down in Moore's. He's going to get into the end zone. For Joe Burns' touchdown, an 8-yard run for that tailback. I think his second on the night, Eric Herring, a junior for Joe Burns. So with 4 minutes and 51 seconds left in the second quarter of play, the Red Devils lead now 12-0. They'll probably go for 2 rather than kick on this conversion because they missed a PAT earlier.
I think our front 4 and our linebackers, they just kind of sold out to try to stop that play on 4th and 1. And they got the corner, and there was nobody out there.
Ball rest on the 3-yard line for the 2-point conversion attempt. Big play here. Clay County would greatly benefit themselves by stopping the Red Devils and keeping this a 12-point game. Richards in the gun. Fake jet sweep. He's going to keep, try to go up the gut, but he'll be stopped short. Nice job by the Bulldog defense. The score remains 12-9. Here at John Teeples Field. You're listening to Bulldog Football, live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhollalake.org.
We're back here on the Horizon Sports Network. We've just witnessed the Joe Burns Red Devils have a 12-play scoring drive. Every play a run here against the Clay County Bulldogs. They now lead 12-9.
Sounds familiar. I think you said 12, or how many was on that first scoring
13
drive?
13 plays, then a 12-play.
They're just killing us.
They were led right there, just like last time. They were led by their quarterback, Richards, 2 rushes for 6 yards. And Herring, that big tailback, 6 rushes for 30 yards and finished it off, putting it in the end zone.
You mentioned the ones carrying the ball. You got to talk about that fullback they've got, because he's the one making it happen.
Yeah, certainly so, Thomas. A good fullback, sometimes on the stat sheet, you won't see him having a lot of carries. He does not at this point. I don't think he's carried it once, but he's blocked every time. Doing a great job for them. That fullback is Jacob Barnhart, Jr. We just witnessed the Red Devil kickoff. Jared Markham, the very shifty return man for Clay County, was brought down, though, with little to no yardage on that return play. Clay County takes over 1st and 10. The ball rests at the Bulldogs' 17-yard line.
Okay, Coach Bates has been content with the running game. I think we've got to open it up a little here.
Ashlock under center. He gives up to Will Ogletree. He's got some room and running hard. Picks up around 7, maybe even 8 on the play as he gets the ball out to approximately the Bulldog 26-yard line. Nice pickup for Will Ogletree on that carry. He's a tough sophomore running back. Now we've got it 2nd and 1. Pick up a 9 on the play for Will.
Will just kind of stuck it up in there and then made one move to the far sideline and picked up a nice gain.
Dogs are driving from left to right here in front of the Joe Neal Leach Press Box Stadium. Another carry for Will Ogletree. It's given off. Ashlock gives off. Ogletree is close to the first down. It was 2nd and 1. He did get some forward progress. Yes, Clay County 1st down. Yes, indeed. I hesitated because the chain crew started to move. Then they stopped, but they did get the signal. So 1st down, Clay County. Will Ogletree carries the ball for the 2 opening plays of this drive and is able to pick up exactly 10 yards. He picked up 9, then he picked up 1 there. Ashlock under center, double wing set. There's motion from left to right. It's going to be a pass, though. He's targeting Everton, and it falls incomplete. Running a simple slant play, and Ashlock simply overthrew it.
Just a little high. We saw Emerton go up and get one last week. Just couldn't quite reach that one. Had a lot of heat on it, too, Daniel. So it got on him quick. Couldn't hardly get up and come down with it.
I like the play call. The play was there. It was 1st and 10. Now we have 2nd and 10. Ball rest at the Bulldog 28-yard line. 3:38 remain here in this first half of play. Clay County trails by 12. Toss sweep to the left. I think Donaldson on the carry. Flag on the play, though. Holder walking the back against the Bulldogs, I'm sure.
That's a shame because Donaldson was barreling his way for that 1st down.
He was. Clark had a fine run on the play. Was going to have enough for 1st down yardage, but one of the first penalties that had been thrown on the night against either squad.
Well, we had that crucial offsides that cost us 5 and a 1st down early in that first drive. But other than that, 5 yards is not a lot.
Blocking the back against Clay County. Joe Burns will accept the penalty. It's going to move it way back, all the way to the Bulldog 15. Bulldog 15-yard line to set up 2nd and about 23. Dogs do trail 12-9 to the Joe Burns Red Devils.
If nothing else, we just need to eat up the rest of this clock and get into the locker room. 3:30, I think, is left on this clock. We've got to put something together, move the ball, but we're deep in our own territory and a mile to go.
Ashlock goes under center. 2 wideouts this time. No tight end. He's targeting Everton. Ball's caught. BJ makes a move. He's at the 30, the 35, up to the 40. Crosses the 40 and on 2nd and over 20 to go. Ashlock and B.J. Emerton hook up, moving the ball up to the Bulldog 43-yard line, giving Clay County a 1st down and a breath of fresh life here with 3:06 remaining in the second quarter play. Dogs trail 12-9.
Well, just as soon as I get down and talk about just running out the clock, a big play, that's what Emerton brings to you, just a simple hitch route right underneath that zone.
Ashlock put it on him quick. Nice throw. Emerton did the rest.
Second first down on the drive for the Dogs. Ashlock under center, double wing, double wide out, one to either side. It's given up to fullback Will Ogletree. He's running hard. He's at 45, up to around the 50-yard line. A little bit of momentum here. Crowd's getting a little excited. Thomas, you mentioned a good crowd here at Clay County High School, and certainly it is for homecoming 2017.
Well, you look out, and the stands are full to the left and to the right, and we've got a great contingency down on the track on the fence.
Second and five now for Clay County. The ball sets at the Bulldog 48-yard line. Homecoming always draws a big crowd, but you know what? The Dogs been 4-2 and leading the Region 4A standings certainly have intensified the crowd here tonight. Ashlock goes under center, Jacoby in motion from right to left. It's given to Ogletree again. They're going to ride that horse as long as they can. He does pick up some yardage, but will be dropped. We'll have to see where it's spotted. I thought he picked up round two on the play, and that is accurate. The ball spotted now at the Red Devil 49-yard line. His sophomore Will Ogletree, probably his fourth or fifth carry on this drive, has moved the ball across midfield. We're going to call it the 48-yard line instead of the 49. It's third and one for Clay County. Ashlock comes under center. Double wing, double wide out. One wide out to each side. Ogletree the fullback. Markham in motion. It's toss sweep to him to the outside. It's a halfback pass, and he's targeting Emerton downfield, and it's dropped. It is dropped by Emerton. A little bit of trickery here by Coach Bates. A beautiful play. The play was there. Ball spotted at the Red Devil 48-yard line to set up fourth and one. The way Ogletree's been running the ball and Ashlock with that big frame on these fourth and ones, you almost feel like a quarterback sneak is almost a given. I'm sure that's what we'll see here. Boy, what a nice play that was, Thomas. An incomplete pass, but a nice play.
Had it set up perfect, Emerson had to step. The ball was a little underthrown, I'll have to say. Markham didn't hardly get enough on it. He had to just come back and make the catch. The defender was close when he did that. And just bobbled it.
Fourth and one, Ashlock under center. It's getting off to Ogletree, and he's going to be leveled in the backfield for a loss. It's going to be a turnover on downs. Joe Burns doing a great job. They were banking on the fullback dive, and they certainly gambled correctly. They had a blitz on, it looked like, and Ogletree lost around two on the play. Joe Burns will take over now with a minute and 46 seconds remaining here in the first half. They do spot the ball back at the 48-yard line on Joe Burns' side of the field. So carry of no gain for Ogletree.
Yeah, I think that may go back to having a coach for 24 years right there. He knew what was coming, Daniel, and he sent those linebackers and just stopped us up right there.
Joe Burns takes over. Richards gives off on the jet sweep to Watkins. Watkins is at the 50, now the 45. He's broken two tackles on the play. He's across the 45 to around the 44-yard line. I said that was Watkins. Yes, it was. Wanted to make sure I had that young man's name correct.
I like what I saw out of Clark Donaldson there. He made contact, had help. He was going for the ball. That's what we need at this point. We need to stop more than anything. We've got to keep him out of the end zone. But he was going for the ball and almost had a turnover.
Dogs trail 12-0 here. There's a minute and 12 seconds remaining and ticking in the first half of play. Ball sets at the Bulldog 44-yard line, second and three for Joe Burns. Richards is in the gun, a bunch set of receivers to the right and one to the left. There's motion, and he's looking to pass. He targets deep from man, and it's going to fall incomplete. So on second and short, Joe Burns attempts what I think is only their second pass play of the game. Both attempts have been incomplete, however. Third and short for Joe Burns.
Both of them have been long, too. Richards has shown he's got the arm. Markham was there in coverage on that ball. Had all day, Daniel. I know they haven't attempted it much, but no rush, no pressure whatsoever on that play.
What impresses me about this first half of play is that Clay County's had the ball three times. Joe Burns has had the ball three times. Only six possessions in the first two quarters. Now there's 55 seconds remaining here in the second quarter. Joe Burns, third and short. They snap the ball, toss sweep to the left, and it's a pretty good job by the defense of the Bulldogs, led by Dylan Maxfield, coming up on a big tackle for loss on third and short. Clay County desperately needs to hold off Joe Burns and only go in down 12-0 here at halftime rather than giving up more points to the Red Devils.
Clock ticks down to 36 seconds, and I think somebody takes a timeout here. Maybe Coach Bates.
He did. Clay County takes it. It's 4th-and-6. If we can stop here, we can have a few cracks at the end zone.
Let's talk about that play real quick. It was made again by the junior Hayden Cherry. He made first contact, slowed that guy down. Maxfield come in and just cleaned it up.
Quick budget pest control scoreboard update.
All these scores in the second quarter, Macon County 7, Stone Memorial 7, Smith County 7, Sequatchie County 6, Trousdale County 7, East Robertson 0, DeKalb County 7, Livingston Academy 3, Cookeville 7, Riverdale 7, and the game we've been watching, guys, knotted up 0-0 in the second quarter, Monterey and Gordonsville.
Wow.
Scoreboard brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Friendly folks, unless you're a bug.
Fourth and about five, we'll call it. Fourth and a long five. Huge play here in the first half for the Bulldog defense. Joe Burns in possession. It rests at the Bulldog 46-yard line. 36 seconds remain.
Look here, quick.
Punt formation for Joe Burns. They do punt the ball. They relinquish field position. They relinquish trying to go for the 1st-and-10 in the score to pin the Dogs deep. So Clay County does take over with 27.7 seconds remaining in the first half of play. However, rather than having the ball around midfield after that punt, it rests at the Bulldog 21-yard line. Clay County 79 yards away from the end zone.
I think you just got to get into the locker room right here, Daniel. We're down 12-0, less than 30 seconds left. Field position not on our side. But who knows? We may see them take a shot with Emberton. It just takes one play.
I'm sure the Red Devils would be happy to take their 12-0 lead into the half. Here comes Ashlock. Double wide out. He's under center. We are looking to throw the ball. It's a slant play. He catches it. Then it's fumbled back to the Red Devils. No, they call it incomplete. Emberton did not maintain possession of the ball long enough to be considered a catch. It will go down in the stat book as an incomplete pass.
It almost looked like the Red Devil defender scooped it out of the air there for the interception, but we'll take it.
We certainly will. Fortunately, that ball did hit the ground, I thought, but maybe you're right. Maybe it was in midair. Either way, I'm just glad for the incomplete
access
call.
Access to replay,
right.
And that's probably a good thing for the Dogs.
Clay County now 2nd-and-10, 21 seconds remaining. Ball set to the Bulldog 21. Dogs looking to pass again. Ashok's back. He's targeting Donaldson. It's thrown, and it is incomplete. Again, almost intercepted by Red Devil on the play. Tyron Douglas, a senior. Pretty gifted group of athletes for the Red Devils.
Here we are, 3rd-and-10, and there's still 15 seconds left on this clock. I hope we don't give Joe Burns a shot here.
Well, I'm not sure what the timeout situation is. That's something we do a poor job of, to be honest, keeping up with how many timeouts are left for each team. There are 15.6 seconds remaining, though. It's 3rd-and-10. The ball rests to the Bulldog 21.
Calling me out on that, I'll try to do better.
We've had two incomplete passes at this point.
Joe Burns has all
three. All three, that's thanks, Coach Edwards. And the Bulldogs do run the ball on this play. It's given to Markham. He's got a nice game. He's at the 30, 35. He's at the 40. Crowd gets excited. He's at the 45. And actually, he was tackled by his own center, Joseph Short, who was downfield trying to block. Not a bad job by Joseph, but indeed, he was the man that took him down. And after they set the chains and get this clock winding, that might end the half unless Coach Bates wants to take a timeout, and he does. So Clay County will take a timeout here with 6.2 seconds remaining. After the Markham run, the ball rests at the Bulldog 46-yard line. Nice pickup for Markham on the play. I believe before it was at the 21, so that's a 25-yard carry and a first down for junior Jared Markham. He's done an excellent job this season. I want to take this opportunity to just brag on Jared. Great football player, a great kid, has good speed, good vision. My only complaints, he just don't get the thing enough. I'd love to see Markham with the ball.
I'm with you, Daniel. He's got two carries tonight for 28 yards. Last week he only touched it 6 times out of the backfield. I think you got to feed the young man, get him the ball. I know we're talking about a rotation of backs here to try to keep our team fresh on both sides of the ball. But still, even with a rotation, I think you can key and give Markham the ball.
Certainly so. As you mentioned, that rotation, it has great benefit. It's certainly a good idea by Coach Bates to do it. You know, we're just big Markham fans, and it's our opinion that he's got a little edge over the other guys, and you got to feed him.
You just saw why. Yeah. I mean, you give him the ball every third time he touches it, he makes something happen.
Here we go. First and 10. 6 seconds remain. Coming out of the timeout, Ashok under center. He's going to be targeting somebody deep, I bet. Here he goes. Drops back. He finds White Burks. The ball's caught by White Burks all the way down at the Joe Burns 33-yard line. But that will end the half. Time has run out here at John Teeples Field after that exciting flurry of pass plays and attempts by Clay County to finish the first half. So, Red Devils 12, Bulldogs 0 here on the Horizon Sports Network. We're going to take a break. Put together some stats and stuff for halftime. Come back and do the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, even automatic watering systems and waterline installations. Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
With Twin Lakes Advanced Business Solutions, your business can stay connected 24/7 and have a peace of mind knowing local technicians and business solution consultants are only a phone call away. Choose Twin Lakes and get connected to solutions your business needs, all powered by a robust, reliable fiber network. From broadband speeds up to 1 gig to key systems, special circuits, security, and more, Twin Lakes has you covered. Don't settle for anything less. See how Twin Lakes can keep your business connected today. TN cert number C-0026.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place, proud supporters of Clay County football.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what that date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer month bills from overwhelming your budget. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CCHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com. Good luck, Bulldogs, in your upcoming season from Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center.
Well,
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for opponent stats from the first two quarters by producer Rob Edwards, Bulldog midway totals from analyst Thomas Weaver, a scoring summary from play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. All coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Did you know that with gig broadband speeds, that's 1,000 megabits per second, you can download a 2-hour movie in as little as 8 seconds? And what about downloading your top 100 summer playlist? Get your jam on in 3 seconds. Seriously, with gig broadband speeds from Twin Lakes, enjoy your favorite entertainment in just seconds. Sign up or upgrade your broadband package today. Visit one of our 7 local offices or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Not available in all areas.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place, proud supporters of Clay County football.
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information.
With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CCHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
This is Daniel Strong, the voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network. And I want to tell you about AC Wireless's U.S. Cellular MiFi hotspot. This small device powers our live stream broadcast of Bulldog football wherever we go, so I know it can give you all the high-speed Wi-Fi internet service you could possibly want. Go to AC Wireless and sign up today. Give them a call at 931-243-4545 or look them up on Facebook for all their latest smartphone deals and events. AC Wireless, your local U.S. Cellular dealer.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com. Good luck, Bulldogs, in your upcoming season from Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center.
We've returned here to the Horizon Sports Network and the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. We've just witnessed a first half of play that included a whole lot of running, just a little bit of passing, and it went by quickly. Joe Burns leads Clay County by a score of 12-0, and each team only had, we said three possessions each, I guess, in the first half. Clay County had four, technically, with that last little 30-second drive they had.
They did, and Coach Edwards is going to have a whole lot more to say than I am, Daniel, as far as what the Dogs have done. Has started out with that good drive. Got it, I can't even remember where it ended. I apologize, folks. But anyway, had a good 13-play drive, ended in a punt just across midfield, wasn't it, and just into Joe Burns' territory. Immediately, Joe Burns went to work, methodically drove it down, went up 6-0 with a minute to go in the first quarter, and then we get it back. The worst thing we could possibly do, a 3-and-out. Give it back to Joe Burns again. That's where our 12-0 halftime score comes from. They scored on their first two possessions to make it 12-0 midway of the second quarter, and our next drive, turnover on downs, and just didn't get much going. Only a total of 126 yards in the first half. We ran 17 times for 69 yards. Ashlock is 3-for-7 for 57 yards. And just not a whole lot of offensive production yet.
Certainly not. Clay County, you know, several games this year, we've been a little lethargic opening up in the first half. We finished strongly, just like last week at East Robertson, in the second half with points and yardage coming more in the second half than the first. So we certainly haven't give up on this Clay County offense at this point in the ball game. Coach Edwards, anything of interest to share about Joe Burns? We know that they've had the ball three times, have scored on two of those three possessions, have ran somewhere around, I lost track, I know around 30-something plays. What we got on them?
Well, I've got three guys doing most of the damage. Daniel, number seven, Watkins, has carried it six times for 40 yards, and all of his have been on that little jet sweep coming off the edge. Quarterback Richards has five rushes for 35 yards. And the big tailback, Herring, number 13, 13 rushes, 61 yards, and both touchdowns he scored. 0-for-2 from in the air, running it well, just like East Robertson last week. No need to go to the air a lot, I don't think. Penalties, Joe Burns, no penalties. Clay's had two pretty big ones.
Kind of goes back to what we mentioned several times earlier. We're obviously Bulldog fans first, but we give credit where credit's due. And Tom Adkins, the head coach of the Joe Burns Red Devils, in his 24th year consecutively, for those guys, this is what he does. It's been a prototypical first half for Joe Burns and what they enjoy doing. They don't make a lot of mistakes, minimize their turnovers. They kind of make you beat them. They don't beat themselves a whole lot. And to me, that's the sign of just a well-coached team.
Well-coached, well-disciplined. You can tell by their demeanor on the field. They're out there for business, you know. And one thing about Joe Burns is, you know, they just go out and they're not flashy. They just simple and get the job done.
They do. So that kind of, you know, summarizes what we've seen here in the first half. It's been a pretty vanilla game back and forth. Both teams trying to get things going on the ground. And at this point in the contest, Joe Burns has the upper hand, leading 12-9. We're going to go ahead and mention at this point in time a contest that we're running here on the Horizon Sports Network. It's called the Long Distance Listener Contest, and it's being brought to you by Mitch Massengill and the friendly folks at Horse Creek Dock. Due to the benefit of streaming online as opposed to a traditional radio tower, you know, we're a little curious each week just how many miles from Salina that the Horizon Sports Network is reaching. If you think that you might be our longest distance listener this week, please email your listening location to info@dalehallhorizon.com. The listener who's the longest distance from Salina each week will win a free Horizon Sports Network t-shirt. Once again, that email address is info@dalehallhorizon.com. Now, 2 weeks ago, our first winner was Mr. Leonard DeBose, father of one of the Clay County's assistant coaches, Garrett DeBose. He was listening all the way out in California at the name of a town that I honestly can't pronounce, several thousand miles away. Let's go ahead, Thomas, at this point, and tell them who won last week.
Well, we again had several emails, but Matt Adams, a former Bulldog player.
Right.
Who I'm pretty sure we've mentioned in our About a Bulldog history a time or two already this season, was our winner last week. He was traveling home from an elk hunt.
Well, I started to say, the man lives here in Clay County.
Well, you know, sometimes we venture out. Not very often. But apparently Matt was going on a hunt out in the Rocky Mountains and was listening to us in Denver, Colorado.
Wow.
Pretty good ways. Denver's over 1,200 miles from Salina, meaning Adams is 18 hours from home. And that shows the amazing reach of our live stream broadcast. You know, if you can pick us up in the Rockies, it's got to work pretty good.
You know, that's for certain. I also, looking over some of those submissions from last week, I remember seeing Amanda Strong, formerly Amanda Roach of Clay County, an alumni here at Salina High School. She was listening down in Texas. Her son, Zach Strong, is a junior on the team. And I think she would have won had it not been for Matt. They're actually former classmates. So
She's Amanda White now.
Okay, I'm sorry.
She's over 800 miles away in Azle, I think, the way you...
That's what
Texas.
I would say.
And the biggest thing that jumped out at me, she's just a short drive from Jerry World, Daniel.
Well,
I mean,
that's true.
Walk out your door and go watch the boys play. That was pretty impressive to me. I hope she submits that again this week.
She may just win with
that.
She'll
be this week's winner.
I agree.
Because Adams is no longer eligible, of course, this season. But anybody else, every week, send us an email, info@dalehallhorizon.com, and maybe we'll announce your name next week.
Matt, if you're listening tonight, contact Thomas, I, or Coach Edwards about picking up your free T-shirt. Fortunately, you're here locally most of the time, and that won't be a big issue. We were going to get Mr. DeBose's T-shirt to his son, and I don't think that's happened yet, but we're going to get to that. We've been a little busy. So, Mr. DeBose, if you're listening, don't give up hope. Your T-shirt is coming. We're getting ready for the second half of play here at John Teeples Field, and as soon as Coach Edwards gives us a little update here, we'll call the second half action.
While we're waiting for kickoff, guys, let's talk a little bit about Clay County High School golf team. Congratulate them one more time.
Of course.
The ladies golf team participating in the state tournament. Also, Dalton Strode off the boys team. And like to also get in the fact that the Clay County Youth League football will be participating in the playoffs tomorrow at Watertown. It'll be at the old Watertown football field. The junior boys play at 1 and the senior boys play at 2:30. Hope you can make it out and see it.
Very good. I hope so. Here we are. Gabe Henson kicks the ball off. It's returned deep by Herring. He picks it up around the 25. He's got a lot of room. He's up to the 35, 40, 45, 50. He's across the 50, but fortunately brought down there. So the Red Devils will take over with a very short field here at the start of the third quarter. The ball will be spotted at the Bulldog 49-yard line. Only 49 yards away from points are the Red Devils. 11 minutes and 45 seconds remain here in the third quarter.
From what we've seen, you don't want to give Joe Burns a short field. We just did that there. The biggest thing we've got to see is what adjustments on the defense side of the ball Coach Matt Bates and his staff have made. I see Coach White down there on the field. I think he's taking over the defensive responsibilities. He's got some work to do here if we're going to slow down this Joe Burns attack.
Here the Red Devils come. First and 10. Ball sits at the Bulldog 49. Richards is in the gun. Two wide outs left. One to the right. Fullback sets to his left hip. Fake jet sweep. Richard keeps. He's got about 12 yards on the pickup. Very similar to last week where we saw East Robertson quarterback Cameron Swift slice through the guts of the Bulldog defense. It happens again. I said a pickup of 12. Looks like a pickup of 9 3/4 of a yard, as it's going to be second and very short for the Red Devils.
The Dogs have definitely shown they're susceptible to that quarterback keeper right up the middle. I don't know what can they do, Daniel?
I'm not sure. Tackle a little bit better, I suppose. Second and short, Richards under center, eye backfield behind him, two wide outs left, tight end right. Snap, giving off to the tailback. He'll have enough for the first down. A good job by the Bulldog defense. However, that running back on the play, who was Herring again, for the Red Devils, gets the first down. Spotted at the 38-yard line. Bulldog 38.
Excuse me, Daniel. Maxfield's been really active tonight. That's something we didn't mention at the half. I've got him already for 9 tackles. Had 8 in the first half. He made that stop there. Again, they're just blowing us off the ball. So by the time Maxfield gets there, they're 4-5 yards down the field sometimes.
Ball at the Bulldog 38. Richards in the gun, two wide outs left, one right, running back to the left, jet sweep given off to Watkins. He's got a lot of room. He's up the left side on the left hash. He's up to the 30-yard line, now crosses it, and it'll be spotted where he's taken down at the Bulldog 29-yard line.
Tell me a little bit about that jet. I see him kicking out the linebacker this week, which I called in, Hayden Cherry here, and then apparently they're blocking down, sealing the outside tackle, and then bringing that fullback up in front of him. They're really doing a good job of that.
Yeah, I don't think I need to tell any more than that. You described it well, Thomas. That's exactly what's happening on these plays. Second and short, Richards under center, out backfield behind him, two wide outs right, tight end left. Ball snap, giving off to Herring the tailback. He's up the gut, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Joe Burns. Second short play, giving off to Herring. And he again finds the end zone. I believe he has scored all 3 touchdowns for the Joe Burns Red Devils tonight as they take the lead now 18-9 with 9 minutes and 45 seconds remaining here in the third quarter of play. Bulldogs are going to have to come to life, trailing by what's now 3 possessions with a 2-point conversion play coming.
Something to be said for old school football, Daniel. Nothing fancy. Lead blocker, good point of attack engagement, and then a fine tailback just taking the hole. I think I could have run through that one.
Two wide outs right, one to the left, shotgun for Richards. Ball snap, fake jet sweep. He keeps it. quarterback keeper gets in for the two-point conversion. Your new score, with 9 minutes and 45 seconds remaining in the third quarter, Joe Burns 20, Clay County 9.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
We return to Bulldog football action here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Not a whole lot to talk about here. 20-0, the Dogs trail. Let's mention somebody we can talk about. They're still doing a good job. I heard them there in the break. The Clay County cheerleaders, seniors Sharon Trowball and Valerie Key, juniors Katie Thomason, Elizabeth Spivey, who's also our football queen, Carly Krieg, and Antrice Jones, sophomores Leanne Smith, Cheyenne Roska, Taylor Smith, and Abby Collins.
And here we are. Joe Burns kicks the ball off. Donaldson muffs it. He picks it up, though, and advances upfield. He's at the 30-yard line now, across the 35, where he'll be taken down around the 36-yard line.
I like Donaldson's attitude there. He was really fighting to get that return. Let me finish up with our crowd leaders. They're still trying to get this crowd into it. Everybody's pretty dejected, down 20-0. I mentioned the seniors, juniors, and sophomores. We have freshman Austin Weir and freshman Maggie Weir, and the cheerleaders are coached by longtime coaches Stephen and Lana Chipwood.
Very excellent. I always try to mention those young ladies any chance we get, at least once during the broadcast. Bulldogs take over, 1st and 10, ball at the 36. It's given off to Donaldson. He's running hard. That's actually Markham, not Donaldson. He'll get the ball up to the Bulldog 37-yard line. We'll call it the 38. I apologize. Pickup of 2 for Jared on that carry. 9 minutes and 15 seconds remain here in the third quarter. A lot of time left, but the Dogs do trail 3 possessions, 20-9, to the Joe Burns Red Devils. 2nd and 8, Ashok center, double wing set, tight end right, split out left. Ball snap, looking to pass, Ashok targets Emerton. Ball is dropped. Pretty good pass by Ashok. Emerton was under pressure, knew the hit was coming, and just dropped that ball. So 3rd and 8 for Clay County.
It was a good ball. Ashlock just kind of came out of there in that three-step drop again. Just a simple out route to the far boundary. Nice ball, put some touch on it. Emerton, I'm not sure, maybe he didn't get his head around quick enough, but definitely a catchable ball.
3rd and 8, ball sits at the Bulldog 38. We're back to that 2-wide set, 1 to the right, 1 to the left, still double wing, Will Ogle through the fullback. Ashok under center, we're looking to pass again. Ball's thrown, this time caught by Emerton, and he's got enough for the first down, so here we go. Maybe Clay County gets something going here on this drive as Ashok hooks up with Emerton to get the ball up to the Bulldog 49-yard line. 51 yards away from points here. Hopefully this talented Clay County offense can come to life. They're certainly capable of moving the football.
Same type play, three-step drop. Wasn't an out route that time, just a quick hitter, a hitch right at the sticks. Emerton hauled it in. He wasn't dropping that one.
He was not. Emerton, a great athlete. Lucky to have him out here. Wide out to either side, double wing set. Donaldson in motion from right to left. Fake toss sweep to him, giving to Will Ogletree. He's running hard, going to get across the 50-yard line, advancing the ball now to the Red Devil 49. To set up 2nd. I guess we'll call it around 7. Pick up a 3 on the play for Ogletree. 8 minutes and 12 seconds remain. The Dogs are driving from left to right. It is homecoming here at Clay County High School. The Dogs have kind of went old school and are wearing Vegas gold jerseys tonight on homecoming. Ashlock under center for this 2nd and 8 play. Ball snap, giving off to Ogletree again. He has some yardage, but not much. We're going to get up to the 48-yard line. The Joe Burns into the field. Pick up of 1 that time for Ogletree to set up 3rd and 7. Coach Bates goes to his fullback the last two plays in a row. Got some positive yardage, but not a lot.
That's the 11th time tonight Ogletree's took it up the gut. He's just got 32 yards.
I like to see Will getting the football, maybe we can try to get to the edge. Joe Burns doing a good job in the middle. 3rd and 7 now. Ashok under center looking to pass. He rolls to the right. Has pressure, though. He's trying to evade. He does evade one defender. He's tucked the ball. Going to run. He gets back to the original line of scrimmage, but there is a flag on the field. It's either against number 50, Dylan Maxfield, or number 62 for the Red Devils, Tyler Barnhart, a senior. The two young men were off to the right side of the field here at the home sideline. Possible late hit out of bounds. I don't know which one was a little tardy on the contact, though. I think it's going to be against Clay County. We're going to have to see what the white hat signals. It's going to take us from what would be 4th and 7 to a long 4th and something. It is declined. That would have replayed the third down. I guess he was going to call a block in the back, Thomas, is what it was. But rather than accept the penalty and set up 3rd and long for the Bulldogs, Coach Adkins for the Red Devils declined that penalty. So it's 4th and 7 for the Bulldogs. They send the punt team on the field. Ball is spotted at the Joe Burns 49-yard line, essentially right at midfield. 7 minutes and 11 seconds remain here in this third quarter. Clay County trails 20-9 to the Red Devils. Jolin on the punt. Maxfield the long snapper. Ball snap. Jolin catches. Gets a good punt off. High end over end punt. Hits at the 20-yard line. Takes a nice Bulldog roll. And it's going to go all the way down to the Joe Burns 7-yard line, where it will be downed by Matt Jacoby, the senior, doing a good job hustling downfield on the punt coverage.
How many times have we seen a Jolin punt turn into a momentum swing for us this season? I know of at least twice. It happened last week, kind of woke us up, got us into the game when Donaldson got that safety. I'm not afraid to say we need that again.
We do. Jolin has been impressive. Excuse me. Jolin has been impressive with his punting game this year. He's honed that skill. Special teams, a huge part of a football game, and the Dogs doing a pretty good job with their special teams between Henson kicking off and Jolin punting. Here comes the Red Devils. Ball sitting at their own 7-yard line. Richards is under center, single back behind him, 2 tight end set. It's given off to that single back. He's at the 10, the 15, the around the 18, where he'll be taken down. That was Herring on the carry for the Red Devils. I was afraid he's going to bust out of there, but number 20, Clark Donaldson, comes in on the stop for the Bulldogs. Ball is going to be spotted at the Joe Burns 17-yard line, and they will have a first down. Pick up a 10 on the play.
Herring just went over 100 yards for the night with that carry right there, guys. He's got 16 carries, 103 yards.
Very good night by the running back from Robertson County.
Again, the way the Red Devil fronts open up those holes and that fullback's leading the way, I'll put you in there, Coach Edwards, and let you get those yards.
Here the Red Devils go. You're pretty brave, Thomas. Here the Red Devils go. Ball spotted at their own 17-yard line, 1st and 10. It's a toss sweep to the right to Herring. He's going to get to the corner and turn it. He's up to the 20, now the 25-yard line, and crosses the 30. Will he be run out of bounds on the visiting sideline here at John Teeples Field? There's 6 minutes and 14 seconds. It is the same old story. 6 minutes and 14 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. The Dogs trail 20-9. Ball now spotted at the Red Devil 30-yard line, and it's another first down for this Joe Burns offense.
Not a huge front for Joe Burns like we saw against East Robertson, but they definitely got some grit in the trenches. You see our guys kind of got their hands on their hips up front there. What can the Dogs do, Daniel?
I don't know. They need to jump back in that 50-front defense rather than this 4-man front, get a little bit more penetration on the edges. I'm no coach, though, so I'm not sure. Here we are. Fullback has the carry this time for Joe Burns, and he'll get across the 40-yard line before he's drugged down. That's Barnhart, the fullback, a senior, one of his first carries on the night. As you've chronicled many times, Thomas, he is doing a good job lead blocking for Herring and Richards. Ball now spotted at the Joe Burns 42-yard line, and it's another first down for the Red Devils.
Well, if anybody deserves a carry, it's that man.
Yeah, he's earned it due to his good blocking. want to mention one more time that long-distance listener contest. If you think that you're the furthest from Salina tonight listening to the Horizon Sports Network, please email your listening location to info@dalehollowhorizon.com. Red Devil snap the ball first and 10. Richards fakes the jet sweep and keeps, and the Bulldogs respond with a good defensive effort led by Dylan Maxfield and Hayden Cherry. The senior and the junior team up to stop Richards for a short gain on the play. Ball is spotted at Joe Burns' 42-yard line, and the down marker man for the chain crew does not move, so
maybe
no
the first time tonight we've seen that. Coach kind of keeps up with the Red Devils, but either a no gain. I know we hadn't had a loss against them.
Red Devils now second and 10. Ball sets at the Joe Burns' 42-yard line. 4 minutes and 55 seconds remain here in the third quarter. Joe Burns is driving from right to left. Ball sitting in the middle of the field between the hashes. Clay County jumps off sides on defense. Second time we've done that tonight. Probably the sixth or seventh time we've done that in the last 2 weeks. Clay County has to watch that football. This will set up now second and 5 for Joe Burns.
We've mentioned that before. That was the freshman Dalton Gold. You know, that's how he gets that penetration. He's good at timing that snap and gets in the backfield.
He certainly does. Gold, as we've mentioned several times, been very impressed with the play of him as a freshman. We'll overlook these offsides mistakes that he's making. He's made up for it with multiple sacks and tackles for loss. Second and 5, Richards under center, out backfield behind him, toss sweep to the left to Herring. He's to the 50-yard line, crosses it. He's going to be brought down by Maxfield. Ball going to be spotted at the Bulldog 48-yard line. It's Herring, and the Red Devils have crossed midfield, and he adds to his rushing total, as Coach Edwards said, has already eclipsed the century mark tonight. First down on the play, Joe Burns. 4.5 minutes remain here, and the Dogs do trail 20-9.
I'm running out of things to say about this Red Devil attack, Daniel. We've already used all the words, methodical, power football. It's the same. Every time they snap it, the same thing.
Well, I'm glad you brought that back up. I had a thought a little bit ago, and it escaped me, and I'm reminded of that now. You know, we say old school football. Well, you know, it is, and it's something that now a lot of teams aren't running, so the Bulldog defense has not seen this all year. This is a new wrinkle. We're used to it because we're a little bit older, but this is new for this Bulldog defense to see a high backfield and just running it down your throat. Toss sweep to Herring to the right. He's going to get less yardage this time. He's going to pick up around 4 on the play as he gets it down to the Bulldog 44-yard line. And that clock continues to tick. Already 3 minutes and 50 seconds for all that remains here in this third quarter. We're going to try to bring a budget pest control scoreboard update to you. Perhaps after this next play, Joe Burns is playing very slowly, so Coach Edwards may have time to fit one in after the next play from scrimmage here for Joe Burns.
We'll sneak it in.
Coach Adkins has sent the play in, and there's going to be actually a timeout taken on the field by Joe Burns. Let's go ahead and play an ad. We'll come back from that ad here on the Horizon Sports Network for a budget pest control scoreboard update.
Fishing and boating at Delhalla Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Delhalla Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
Welcome back here to the Horizon Sports Network. A little budget pest control scoreboard update, gentlemen. Livingston Academy 16, DeKalb County 10, halftime.
Good one.
Trousdale County 15, East Robertson 14, halftime.
Whoa, I told
surprise
you that was
there. Yeah, and not a surprise for me on that. East Robertson's huge up front, and they've got swept.
I'd like to say
York,
more, but we don't have time.
York 13, Upperman 10. That's also at the half. Yeah, I'll admit I was wrong on that. Maybe it's not a surprise you've put on that. It would be to me. Gordonsville 8, Monterey 0 also
wow.
At the half. Budget Pest Control brings you the scoreboard update. several times each broadcast. Chickers and pleas, they bring them to their knees.
Here we go, Red Devil, second and seven. Ball snap, toss sweep to Herring to the left side. He gets the edge. He's at the 40, 35, 30. He's going to be taken down there by Clark Donaldson. Another first down for the Red Devils. He picked up several on the play. It's now spotted at the Bulldog 23-yard line. 3 minutes and 17 seconds remain here in the third quarter.
With the Dogs trailing 20 to nothing and Joe Burns giving it to us any way they want it, let me get to one more thing that's going on this weekend. There's a storytelling festival coming up on Saturday at Standing Stone State Park. Lots of local people, lots of good storytellers. I think it starts at 10 a.m. and runs through 3 p.m. I know Mary Lloyd and Reno is going to be there. A lot of people, the Clay County Choir. A good event in a shady shelter at Standing Stone Park on Saturday.
Standing Stone's a beautiful location. Took a group of students over there just this past Tuesday on an end-of-course picnic trip. We had 100 students, I think, that qualified by either having a 19 on their ACT, score, a composite score 19, or they had at least one proficient or one advanced on some of the end-of-the-year testing last year. Very proud of our students here at Clay County High School and the academic successes that they've experienced over the last several years.
Back to that storytelling festival. I botched that a little bit. Storytelling festival. They say, come hear ye storytellers. Weave their magic of the spoken word through their storytelling technique for free this weekend. And it's sponsored by the local Alpha Epsilon chapter of the Delta Kappa Gamma Society International, which is a group of teachers, I think.
Yes, very, very accurate on that, Thomas. We appreciate the sharing of that story and spreading it. Hopefully somebody will be able to benefit from going to that storytelling festival at Standing Stone tomorrow. Joe Burns now has run a couple of plays as we've been bringing that information to you. They rushed on first down for around 3 yards, and then on second and seven, they rushed the ball for four more to set up third and three now. The ball is spotted on the Bulldog 21-yard line, and there's a Red Devil down on the field. We're going to go ahead and go to break here on the Horizon Sports Network for injury timeout.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
We return here to Bulldog Football, live on the Horizon Sports Network. There's 1 minute and 37 seconds remaining in the third quarter play, and Clay County does trail the Joe Burns Red Devils by a score of 20-9. Joe Burns threatening to score again. They have the ball third and three. It's on the Bulldog 21. And quarterback Richards approaches the line for the Red Devils. He's going to be under center. Has an eye backfield behind him. Two tight ends. One wide out to the right. Ball snap. Toss sweep to the right. They're going to get the first down and a little more. Ball now will be advanced up on the toss sweep to the Bulldog 14-yard line.
Daniel, that was a different quarterback. That's number 10. I don't have the roster.
White Green, a senior. So Colin Richards, the senior quarterback, has been replaced. You're correct, Coach Edwards, at least on that play. Another first down for the Red Devils. I didn't track this drive and keep up with the number of plays, but I would easily wager that we're over 15 plays on this drive that started all the way back at the Red Devils' 7-yard line. Trying to complete the 93-yard scoring drive here are the Joe Burns Red Devils. Ball at the Bulldog 14, first and 10. Quarterback under center, eye backfield behind him, handed off to Herring again. He runs off the left side. He's going to be tackled for little to no gain. As the ball now will be spotted, we'll call it the 14. No gain on the carry as the Bulldog defense steps up big. Not sure who was in on that for
that
the Dogs.
That was Maxfield. Again, he keeps racking up the tackles. That's his 13th as far as what I've got him recorded for. I don't have a whole lot to get excited about just yet for this Bulldog team, but that was a you know, you kind of see the guy go into the pile in one direction and you see him change directions, that means it was a good lick.
Certainly so. Maxfield did turn him back, and now Joe Burns hurrying as this third quarter clock's about to end. There's 8 seconds left and ticking. Quarterback's under center for second and 10 from the Bulldog 14. Toss sweep to the right to Herring, and again, he'll be met in the backfield, and this time he will lose yardage on the last play of the third quarter. The Bulldog defense trying to stay tough here. The ball's going to be spotted at the Bulldog 15-yard line, 16 rather. We'll call a loss of two on the play. At the end of the third quarter, Clay County trails Joe Burns by a score of 20-9 here on the Horizon Sports Network.
It's over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
This is Daniel Strong, the voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, and I want to tell you about AC Wireless's U.S. Cellular MiFi hotspot. This small device powers our live stream broadcast of Bulldog football wherever we go, so I know it can give you all the high-speed Wi-Fi internet service you could possibly want. Go to AC Wireless in Salina today. Give them a call at 931-243-4545 or look them up on Facebook for all the latest smartphone deals and events. AC Wireless, your local U.S. cellular dealer.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Salina, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
First play of the fourth quarter coming, third and 11. Ball snapped to Richards, who's back in at quarterback. He tries for a bootleg around the left side, basically a power sweep. But he's going to be brought down. He was stumbling on the play and finished off by number 57, Alex Combs, who's in playing defensive tackle for the Bulldogs. Fourth down, Joe Burns. Fourth and 14, maybe even 15 now, as the ball is spotted at the Bulldog 21-yard line.
Daniel, I think Richards was the injured player there a few minutes ago, and this is his first snap back in the game, and I think he's just having some cramp problems.
Coach, that's why we've got you here. You're able to fill in the blanks that me and Thomas sometimes don't know the answer to.
The dog's showing some signs of life. I know we're kind of down on them, trailing 20-0 here with about 11 minutes left in this game. Again, they're not quitting. I mean, it's been a demoralizing game so far. Joe Burns has just took it to them, but they're still showing that fight.
Joe Burns runs the clock down to 11 minutes and 7 seconds where they take a timeout here on this 4th and 14. We're going to go ahead and let Thomas mention about the personal ads on the Horizon newspaper.
Well, Daniel, besides great coverage of the Bulldogs, we also offer free personal classified ads, and all you have to do is go to our website. We say it all the time, DelHallHorizon.com. Or email them to info@DelHallHorizon.com. And a personal ad is just that, something personal. It's not for businesses or organizations. If you've got an old lawnmower you want to sell, go to the website, send us an email with your make, model, and price.
We'll put it in there for you,
and we'll run it until you tell us to quit.
Well, that's certainly a good feature. I know in this age of technology and digital stuff with the internet and things that less and less people are actually picking up a physical copy of the newspaper, and that's something we'd at least like to change around the Clay County area. The Del Hall Horizon offers just, you know, I'm going to call it award-winning. I don't know of any publication awards that are given out anymore, but certainly the Horizon is worthy of picking up a copy each week and reading.
Well, and one thing about those ads, you know, you look something up on Facebook or LSN, you might have to drive, you know, 200 miles to go pick it up. If it's in the local newspaper, most of the time it's within pretty close to here.
Very true. Here we are coming out of the timeout. Red Devils have the ball, 4th and 14. Penalty flag on the field, though. Delay of game, I believe, being assessed against Joe Earns. Strange thing to see coming out of a timeout, but I do think that's what's taking place here. The ball's now backed up. It's set at the Bulldog 26-yard line, 25-yard line, 26 in that area, and it's fourth and about 22 for Joe Burns.
We'll take all the help we can get.
Shotgun set. Quarterback pump fakes. It's a double move. Throws to the end zone. It's a nice pass. It's going to be knocked away by number 44, Matt Jacoby. Fine defense by the senior. Incomplete pass. Bulldogs will take over on downs at their own 26-yard line. However, they do trail 20-9 with 11 minutes left here in this game.
Something to cheer about, Daniel. A great play by Jacoby there. Again, that's still a different quarterback in the game, I think, looked like to me. Had a nice arm, laid the ball out there. Without Jacoby's arm, throwing it down there, it's a touchdown.
It certainly was. As we chronicled during the State Farm starting lineups earlier, the safeties and corners tonight for the Dogs, what we've grown used to, they've been inverted. The safeties moved to corners, and the corners moved to safeties. So a little bit of a different look now for the Dogs. Dogs take over, first and 10. Ball sits at the 26-yard line. Ball snapped. Ashok hooks the pass. He targets downfield deep, and it is caught by either White Burks or B.J. Hamilton. I'm going to have to kind of get a number here.
That's got to be Hamilton. Nobody can make a play like that one.
It was Hamilton. You're correct. So the Dogs go from their own 26 and flip the field down to the Joe Burns 39-yard line. That's going to be a pickup of 35, I believe, for the Bulldogs, and a Clay County first down with 10 minutes and 49 seconds remaining here in the game. The official blows the ball in after the change of set, and the clock does start to tick down.
We talked about it last week. Just throw it up to Emerton. He'll go get it.
Here we are. Ball sets at the Joe Burns 39. Hashock under center. Double wing set. Emerton split to the left. Target Donaldson on the swing pass out of the backfield. He catches it, dodges two defenders. He's at the 40, 35, 30, all the way down to around the 29-yard line now. And Clay County coming alive. This crowd is wanting to come alive with them. They're starting to get loud here. Still a huge crowd here at John Teeples Field and Joe Neal Eads Stadium. Thomas, we have that fire truck over there again that you talked about a couple weeks ago. Good community support here for the Dogs. And
simple swing pass there to get that got the crowd excited. And Donaldson made two miss initially and then broke a couple tackles and got us in threatening. I'm not sure if we've been here since the first drive.
I'm not either. The ball does rest at the Joe Burns 29, so a mere 29 yards away from the end zone with 10 minutes and 24 seconds remaining. I'm not sure what's transpiring on the field. Officials are conferencing. One of the official trots over to the, measuring for first down. Coach Edwards, ready for a budget pest control scoreboard update?
Oh, yeah, we're always ready for that. As, one final score, Lookout Valley 50, Sail Creek 20. That's a Region 3 matchup. In the third quarter, Macon County 28, Stone Memorial 16, Cookeville 21, Riverdale 10, also in the third quarter. Houston County 21, Red Bull and Springs 0 at halftime. And Gordonsville 15, Monterey 0. That game also in the third quarter.
Tigers taking care of the Cats.
Scoreboard brought to you by Budget Pest Control. We kill more bugs than your windshield.
Ball sits at the 29-yard line. As Joe Burns into the field, it was a first down for Clay County. Ashlock now on first and 10 looking to pass. He targets Markham on another halfback swing pass out of the backfield, but that ball falls incomplete. Clock stops with 10 minutes and 13 seconds left on the incomplete pass. Dogs trail 20-9.
Pretty good looking play there. Faked it to him and then came back and swung it out to him. Just put a little too much on it, a little bit high for him to handle, or it would have been a good gainer because he's out there alone.
Second and 10 now. Wide out to either side. Double wing. Ogletree the fullback. Motion from Donaldson in the backfield. It's given off to Ogletree up the gut. He dodges one man, moves the ball down to the Joe Burns 27-yard line. So a pickup of a couple for Ogletree on the play. 2-yard gain. Third and a long 7, or a short 8, however you want to call it, for the Bulldogs. 9 minutes and 50 seconds and ticking on this fourth quarter clock. Dogs trying to get on the scoreboard.
We've never scored against Joe Burns. We've only played them twice prior to tonight and been shut out both times in the last two consecutive seasons against the Red Devils. Ashlock targeting downfield. It's caught by Seth Ogletree. He throws the man down. He's all the way down to the 15-yard line where it'll be spotted for a Bulldog first down. Ashlock throws a nice pass to Seth Ogletree. If I'm not mistaken, Thomas, the first time that Seth Ogletree has touched the ball tonight, whether on a pass play or a rush. Nice to get the senior involved here.
It was. That was kind of a little pick play. The inside receiver run to the boundary. Ogletree cut underneath for the nice slant. And Ashlock hit him in stride.
First and 10. Ashlock under center. Wide out either side. Double wing set. Ashlock rolls to the right. Targets the man. It's thrown. It's incomplete. He was targeting Jacoby. Pretty good ball. But couldn't be held on to by Jacoby down around the 5-yard line. It would have been enough for first down yardage, but it's not to be so. Second and 10 for Clay County. Coach Bates and the team trying to find some success through the air on this drive.
Well, you know, again, had Jacoby on the flag route. That was just a good play by the Red Devil defense. He met the ball when it got there and made the play.
9 minutes and 12 seconds remain. Clock stops with that incomplete pass. Second and 10 for Clay County. Ball rests at the Joe Burns 15-yard line. Wide out to either side. Double wing set. Ashlock under center. Motion from Jacoby. Ball snapped. Ashlock looking to pass. He finds his man. That's number 24, Jared Markham, in the end zone for a touchdown. It's a touchdown, Jared Markham. Touchdown, Clay County. Touchdown, Bulldogs. 9 minutes and 5 seconds remain here in the fourth quarter. And finally, Clay County, in their third game all time against Joe Burns, has finally scored against the Red Devils. Their score is 20-6 currently. Clay County is going to be trying to kick for the extra point. Number 5, Gabe Hintz, the junior, is on. Mackey, the senior, will hold. They're receiving a signal from Bates. We have been known to fake out of this set. Snap, set, kick. And it was good. However, penalty flags flew prior to the kick.
Offsides on the defense, gentlemen, I believe.
Offsides on the defense. That penalty will be declined, I believe. Yes, that's correct. And we do have a... Hang on here. I thought it was going to award us the kick. Now the white hat comes over to talk to the clock keeper and to Coach Bates. In high school, if a defender's offsides, that kind of stops the play. The upper levels of play, you know, a lot of, you'll see an NFL quarterback, if they catch a defender offsides, they'll call for that quick snap and go deep, because even if it's an interception, it's a free play, as you mentioned, Thomas, but that's not the case in high school, so we may have to re-kick this thing even though we hit the other one.
Well, they still haven't gotten it figured out. It doesn't look... Here they go. They're resetting it.
Okay, going to see another attempt from Henson. Clay County looking to make the score 20-7. Currently it's 20-6. Snap, set, kick. And this time it will hit the upright and fall short. No good. Your score with 9 minutes and 5 seconds remaining here on the Horizon Sports Network is Joe Burns 20, Clay County 6.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthandRehab.com. Good luck, Bulldogs, in your upcoming season from Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center.
We return here on the Horizon Sports Network where the Clay County's finally got on the board. Your score is 20-6 with 9 minutes and 5 seconds left in the fourth quarter.
You were through the ball 6 out of 7 plays on that 74-yard drive, and Ashlock really was heating up. Had a good drive, hit 4 out of 6, capped by the seam route. Markham just took from his little wing position, kind of bananaed out of the backfield, right down the seam, and Ashlock put it on him in the end zone.
Hopefully it's not too little too late by Clay County as Gabe Henson prepares to kick off. It looks like Gabe's going to attempt to performing an onside kick here. And he does.
Nice one.
Ooh! Joe Burns will recover. Clay County almost had that kickoff.
Jacoby had it in his hands. What a perfect kick. Where did this young man learn how to do that?
I'm not sure. I am not sure.
It was scurrying along the ground and then took that high hop right into Jacoby's hands. Just couldn't squeeze it.
Joe Burns going to take over here. The ball's going to be spotted at the Red Devil 42-yard line.
Okay, guys, got Joe Burns taking over. The Dogs have showed some signs of life here. Finally got on the board for the first time in history against Joe Burns. They'd still trail 20-6 with about 5 minutes remaining in this game. Joe Burns goes to the jet sweep. They went there all night long, and he's got some room. He's got a lot of room. He's across midfield and down to the 40-yard line. Coach, nice run by Joe Burns.
Pick up about 15 yards there by Watkins.
Clay County just hasn't been able to stop this power football attack from Joe Burns. Now they're set up in Bulldog territory at the 40-yard line. As time ticks away in this game, the Bulldogs trail 20-6.
Thomas, let me mention again that the Clay County youth football will be playing tomorrow at Watertown in the old high school football field. 1 o'clock and 2:30 are the game times. It's playoffs.
Red Devils come to the line and got the snap. Straight up the gut. Pretty good defense by the Dogs. No, he gets away and takes it out of bounds for about a 9-yard gain. Looks like he's down to the 31-yard line.
Looked like two Bulldogs had him at the line of scrimmage, and he slipped through. Strong legs, just kept churning.
I was wrong about that. Looks like he picked up about 8 on the play. That'll put it at the 32-yard line. The Dogs just have no answer for this Red Devil running attack here tonight, Coach.
Our last run was number 32, Barnhart, that big fullback who's been just pounding the Dogs all night long.
Come to the line again in no hurry. Snap. Hand off to the tailback. Pretty good defense again. The ball is loose. The whistle blow. May have been down by contact. Red Devils regain possession here.
Got enough for the first down right there. Moving the chains.
Coach, we've got any scores of interest lately? I was kind of paying attention to that Gordonsville game. A huge one here tonight. We've got playoff implications ourselves as far as with Joe Burns, but that one against Monterey could also have big implications.
Well, right now, Thomas, 22-0 Gordonsville in third quarter.
Joe Burns come to the line again. Going to give it off. Jet sweep to the near boundary. Good play. Markham at the line of scrimmage. To finish him off comes in number 6, James Short. Looks like we got an injured Bulldog. That's Clark Donaldson coming off the field.
Clark Donaldson easing off to the sideline there, limping a little.
Bring up 2nd and 12 for the Red Devils. So a loss on that play, Coach. Good defense by Clark.
It's only about the third time of the night, Thomas, that Bulldogs have been able to stop the Red Devils behind their own line of scrimmage for a loss.
Clock ticks now, under 7 minutes remaining in this contest. The Bulldogs trail 20-6. Did see some signs of life out of the Bulldog offense on their last possession. Jake Ashlock went to the air, got it in the end zone with a nice pass play to Markham. Give us the first points. Joe Burns. In no hurry again. Tall sweep to the left. Gets the corner. Got the edge. Picks up about 7, maybe 8 on that play, Coach.
Going to move it down to the Bulldog. Nearly the 20-yard line, looks like, Thomas, on the play. It will be spotted now at the Bulldog 23. Is now we have 6 minutes and 15 seconds remaining here in the fourth. Clay County has scored and has 6, but they do trail by 14. Joe Burns content to just run this clock. Third and short for Joe Burns. We've seen him in this situation quite a bit tonight.
Way too much.
Way too much. Richards, the quarterback, under center. Out backfield behind him. Two wide outs left. Toss sweep left. It's Herring again, who has over 100 yards on the night. And there's a penalty flag that flies. Herring was tackled out of bounds. Looks like he had the yardage for the first. I'm afraid perhaps a late hit has been called.
I didn't see that one, Daniel. I think that might have been Cherry that chased him down from behind, made contact before he went out of bounds, and just kind of rode him into the boundary.
He did. It is against Clay County. I think a face mask, personal
horse collar.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe is what the signal was right there.
Horse collar, something that officials have done a lot better job of enforcing over the last few years. You cannot tackle an offensive player from the back. You can't reach in there and get the back of his shoulder pads there at his neck and jerk him down backwards. That's what happened on that play. Going to set up first and goal now for the Red Devils. The ball rests at the Bulldog 10. First and goal from the 10. 5 minutes and 40 seconds remain here in this contest. Joe Burns leads 20-6.
You know, we've seen crazier things happen. It's just a 2-score ball game. Time's running out on the Dogs.
Need a stop here, though. First and goal. Richards under center. Ball snap. Given to Herring. He slices up the gut, and we have a nice play. No gain.
I believe that was a freshman Gold in there.
Wouldn't surprise me. Had a good night.
I've got him listed for 7 tackles so far.
Between Maxfield and Gold, they have over 20 together. Ball still rests at the Joe Burns, or the Bulldog, 10. Pickup of maybe a yard. Kind of hard to tell. Joe Burns is driving left to right. They're driving towards the Russell Richardson Doghouse and away from the scoreboard here at John Peebles Field. Two wide outs to the right, tight end left. I backfield behind Richards, who's under center. Waiting the snap. Fake toss sweep, giving up to fullback. And that is the senior fullback, Barnhart, that goes up the middle for the score. 10-yard touchdown for Jacob Barnhart, the fullback for Joe Burns. New score. Red Devils 26, Dogs 6. We trail by 20. PAT coming. Joe Burns has been going for 2 after they missed their first PAT attempt. Now they'll go back to the place kicker and give him another chance.
Getting a lot of practice crossing the goal line tonight and running up the gut. Why not stretch out your kicking leg?
Set, kick, and it is good. Your score with 4 minutes and 37 seconds remaining in the game. Joe Burns 27, Clay County 6.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CCHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Joe Burns kicks off. Markham deep to return, fields the ball at his own 8-yard line, and here he comes, a fine returner. He's up to the 10, now the 15, almost gets out to the 25, but he's going to be brought down at the Bulldog 23-yard line, where Clay County will take over, and they desperately need points here late in this game. They trail by 21. The score is 27-6. It is a three-possession contest at this point in time. This is a tough, tough Joel Burns Red Devil football team. We knew that when they were coming in. They were 4-1. Their only loss was to Monterey when Hurricane Harvey rolled through Middle Tennessee. It was a wet night. They traveled to Monterey, well over a 100-mile trip for them. That game was a 7-0 contest, I believe, that Joel Burns lost. They're a solid squad as they impose their will at this point on the Dogs with a lead of 27-6. Ashok under center, 1st and 10. We're looking to pass. We have a man. It's Markham. He catches at the 40, 45, 50, 45, and he'll be brought down on the Red Devil side of the football field by number 27, the defender on the tackle for the Red Devils. That's Waylon Owens, a senior for Joe Burns. We hook up with Markham on another seam pass, very similar to the play that we had a touchdown with just a few short minutes ago here in this game. So Clay County, 4 minutes and 19 seconds left, have a short field. They're 45 yards away from the end zone, and they have the ball 1st and 10. Timeout going to be taken, I think, on the field by Joe Burns. So at this point in time, we'll take a timeout on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place, proud supporters of Clay County football.
Back to school season is upon us, so start the school year off right by building the perfect entertainment package for your family, all while saving money. Choose Twin Lakes Broadband, HDTV, quality home phone, and security monitoring, and you've got the perfect package to keep everyone connected, laughing, and safe at night. To learn more or to bundle and save, stop by any of our 7 local offices today or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Key insert number C-0026.
We return to Bulldog football here on the Horizon Sports Network. It's 1st and 10. Ashlock with the snap. He's looking to pass. For the first time tonight, Jake will be sacked. Big loss for the Bulldogs. However, I am proud to say that I believe that's the first time that our quarterback's been sacked tonight against a pretty good Red Devil offense. So the offensive line's played a nice game with their pass protection. That's going to set up 2nd and long here as the ball is spotted back on the Bulldog side of the field. We had progressed to the Joe Burns 45. It now sits at the Bulldog 46. Loss of 9 on that sack for the Bulldogs. The worst part, though, is the clock ticks here at John Peebles Field. 3.5 minutes left and counting. Dogs do trail 27-6 here in homecoming game of 2017. Ashok under center. He's looking to pass again. Rolls out to his left. It's a screen pass back to the right. Complete to Donaldson. He's got a little room. He's at the 50. He works across the 50. Shakes and bakes a little up to the 47-yard line. The Joe Burns into the field. Nice little play, but it's now 3rd and still about 12 for Clay County. And we need more than just a first down. We need points here. Under 3 minutes left in this game. It's been a quick game, especially the first half. I'll be interested to go back and look at the official stats on this one. Had to be at least 50-plus rushes between the two teams during the first half of play. Went by very quickly. 3rd and 11. We'll call it 3rd and 12. Ashok under center, looking to pass again. He's targeting Seth Ogletree. The pass is complete at the Red Devil 40-yard line. Seth turns upfield, gets to the 38. Nice little play, close to the first down. It will be 4th and short for Clay County here. 2 minutes and 22 seconds remain here in this game. Ball spotted at the Red Devil 38-yard line. 4th and 3 for Clay County. Donaldson runs in the play. Not a lot of hurry up here out of the Dogs as they do trail by 21 points. It would be very difficult at this point now as the clock ticks under 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter for Clay County to surmount this big Red Devil lead. Ashok under center. Mark them in motion, left to right. It's a rollout to the right. Ashok targets man downfield. Pass falls incomplete. Targeting Emerton on the play, the dangerous junior wide receiver who's come up big in the last couple ball games for Clay County. The incomplete pass stops the clock with a minute 40 left in this fourth quarter. Punt team.
Turnover
on downs. I started to say the punt team's coming out for the Dogs. That's the defense. It is a turnover on downs. Coach Edwards, do we have some scores that we could share? Not at this point. A lot of slow games tonight going on around the mid-state.
You know, Ashlock has showed why he got to start this season with that arm of his. You know, he made some nice throws underneath tonight. They've all come in all of our games, besides maybe the Jackson County game, when we're trailing, when we're behind, when we're forced. I think we've got to try to maybe work that into our attack early on, have a little balance and give him that confidence early, and I think that helps.
Joe Burns on offense, they took over at their own 38-yard line. First play from scrimmage on the drive will be a rush for 1 yard, it appears. It's Clay County has done a better job here in the second half of play at times. Obviously, the score at halftime was 12-0, Joe Burns. We have put up points in the second half of play, the first time we've ever scored historically against the Red Devils, and we've held them to 2 touchdowns on the ground, but we've had a lot more stops, Thomas, for short yardage than we did in the first half.
We have gotten some more stops, but again, I'll use the word again. This has been a demoralizing type game for Clay County, and I hate to say that as we click down under a minute and Joe Burns snaps the ball.
Ball on the ground. Bad exchange between center and quarterback. However, the Joe Burns quarterback is able to get back on the ball. They were snapping the ball for a second 9 play. However, it never cleanly got to the quarterback in his hands. Now it is a 3rd and 11 after that loss for Joe Burns. The ball spotted at the Red Devil 37-yard line. We have 28 seconds left here in this game.
It's going to run out, and it's a good thing for the Bulldogs. Like I said, just methodical ground and pound, as you described it earlier. Impressive attack from Coach Adkins and his Red Devil team.
Well, we've seen that Joe Burns definitely a front runner here in Region 4A as Richards, the quarterback, takes a knee for the final time tonight. And the buzzer does go off here at John Teeples Field. The Bulldogs have fell victim to the Joe Burns Red Devils. Final scores, Joe Burns 27, Clay County 6. We're going to play a few ads here and then come back with our post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric and TVA are providing a clear path for you to make your home a 10. Its most energy efficient rating through the new eScore program. eScore allows homeowners to work toward a score of 10 for their home at their own pace while earning rebates on qualified energy efficiency upgrades. For additional information and program details, please visit www.2escore.com or contact your local Tri-County Electric office. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CCHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Solana, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com. Good luck, Bulldogs, in your upcoming season from Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
Fishing and boating at Delhalla Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Delhalla Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place, proud supporters of Clay County football.
We return here on the Horizon Sports Network, and we've just called the game to you where we saw the Bulldogs end up in defeat against the Joe Burns Red Devils. Final score was 27-6. Joe Burns did the same thing all night. We talked about it all night. They just drove the ball down the field very methodically, had a lot of third and shorts, a lot of second and shorts, numerous first downs and long drives for Joe Burns on the night. Clay County with that loss is now 4-3 on the season, 3-1 in Region 4A. Joe Burns with the win is 5-1 on the season, 1-1 in Region 4A. They had a non-region schedule in the first half of the year pretty heavy. They got a lot of region games left. They've established themselves as a front runner in Region 4A. Of course, we are too. We're 3-1 in the region. Two big region games left that we'll talk about here in a little bit. But let's talk about tonight first. Thomas, anything of mention for the Bulldogs offensively? Well, defensively?
We struggled again. We had 23 carries for a total of 67 yards on the ground. So I just couldn't get anything going on the ground against them while they rolled us up all night long on the ground. So that's what killed us. Then when we got behind, we opened up the offense a little bit. Ashlock went 11 for 18 for 196 yards and a touchdown. The first one ever scored against Joe Burns, as you said.
Right.
So pretty good night after we opened up the offense. And Emberton led the receivers, had four big catches for 91 yards. Markham did have the 15-yard touchdown on that seam route late in the game. But this game was all about Joe Burns and power football and old school block, tackle, and run.
It was, and as we mentioned, you know, we're really familiar with it. That's what we grew up on, and what we ran primarily as players 20-plus years ago. But it's not something that the dogs see every Friday night the way we used to. Back in our day, it was strange to see a spread offense. Livingston Academy at times would do things like that, but you didn't see it every week. Now, the opposite's true. Joe Burns is in the minority, still doing what they've done for 24 years with Tom Adkins as their head coach. I know we had some guys due to Joe Burns' prowess on the offensive side of the ball. We had some pretty high numbers defensively, I know, for Maxfield and some others.
We did. Again, a lot of these came down the field a little bit. I mean, you don't rack up a bunch of yardage if you're making tackles at the line of scrimmage. So I did ended Maxfield's night with 14, according to my account. So another huge night. He's just all over the field, Daniel.
He's solid.
When we need a big stop, a lot of times he makes it. But he's just all over the field making plays. Cherry, the junior, came in, didn't start, but came in and made a big impact.
Quickly came in. Dogs went to a 4-3 look tonight, which was a little different for them.
The junior, Cherry, I had him finishing up with 6 tackles, so I thought he did a nice job on sealing one of those ends. Markham, 2, from his corner position. The freshman, Copeland, 1. The senior, James Short, 1. And then there's the freshman, Goad. He had another big night. Did have the mistake jumping off sides and gave him the first down early on in the game. But I got him for 7 tackles and probably had a lot more. He disrupts things in the backfield. And he's kind of like Maxfield. You'll look up. He may not be the first one to make the stop, but he's somewhere around that pile. It doesn't matter if it's on the far sideline or 20 yards down the field. Just got a big motor.
Definitely a testament to the good conditioning of those guys. They play virtually every snap on defense and bring it every play. And as you say, sometimes 20 yards away before they started, they're there helping make the stop.
I'll give Cole Pennington, the senior, 1 tackle. Got Donaldson, had a big night. Again, he's really played well in this last, let's say, 4 or 5 game, you know, 4
right.
game stretch, something like that. Had some turning the legs on a return, on a run. And I've got him for 5 tackles tonight. Will Ogletree had 1 tackle. Zach Strong, 1. Eli Watson, a big stop. And then, as you said, Alex Combs with a tackle.
Coach Edwards, Herring, the feature back tonight for Joe Burns, the tailback, had some big numbers. And they had some other guys, too. Do you want to share some of those stats?
Well, the unofficial stats for Joe Burns tonight, 0-for-3 in the air,
right.
The 3 pass attempts, and
sounds bad,
didn't complete
but
any of those. Now we'll get to what they are good at. Apparently, Herring, the feature back, as you said, Daniel, 26 carries, 155 yards, 3 touchdowns. Watkins, that was a little number 7 that ran the jet sweep so much, 10 carries, 65 yards,
solid enough.
Yeah, Richards from the quarterback position, 10 carries for 49 yards. The big fullback, Barnhart, that blocked most of the night, but he did get 4 carries, ended up with 30 yards and a touchdown. Total, I have them 51 carries, 302 yards on the ground.
I wish that we had time of possession numbers to give to you. Clay County in the first half had quite a bit of time of possession themselves, but Joe Burns is just really dominant tonight. As we mentioned before, that does put Clay County at 4-3 on the season. They're 3-1 in region play, region 4A. Now we will be, I guess, tied for first in the region. I guess Gordonsville, however, has not lost,
they're
2-0 now.
Get the final then?
Well, it's late fourth quarter.
Late fourth quarter. They're playing Monterey tonight. We knew that this game here, Clay County and Joe Burns and the Monterey Gordonsville game basically were the top 4 teams in the region, and kind of what happened tonight would go a long way towards dictating who would finish where. So a whole lot of football left in this season. We're going to have Sail Creek here at Clay County High School, John Tables Field, next Thursday. If you're out there listening, don't try to tune in Friday night because we won't be on there. This contest is going to take place next Thursday at 6:30. Is that correct, guys?
That's what Coach Bates said in the interview for Inside the Locker Room and what you said earlier. So We might get a Friday off.
We certainly may. Bulldogs have fall break here at Clay County High School following that Sail Creek game, so they get an early start to that, to the football players. We'll go on air next Thursday at 5:30 rather than 6 o'clock, our normal start time. If you missed any of the broadcast tonight, we encourage you to go to www.dalehollahorizon.com, where you can go to the game archives link and listen to all our prior broadcasts. We encourage you to do that. We do have a pregame show we take pride in, and if you missed that, we'd like you to go back and listen to it. You can do that pretty much at any time, probably starting tomorrow morning. Final score here at John Teeples Field was 27 for Joe Burns, 6 for Clay County. So here on the Horizon Sports Network, I'm Daniel Strong, and for Rob Edwards and Thomas Weaver, we'll say good night.
My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
This is Daniel Strong, the voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, and I want to tell you about AC Wireless's U.S. Cellular MiFi hotspot. This small device powers our live stream broadcast of Bulldog football wherever we go, so I know it can give you all the high-speed Wi-Fi internet service you could possibly want. Go to AC Wireless in Salina today. Give them a call at 931-243-4545 or look them up on Facebook for all their latest smartphone deals and events. AC Wireless, your local U.S. cellular dealer.
Staying connected is what matters most. Connecting to one another here at home and to our friends and family across the world requires advanced communication solutions. Twin Lakes is delivering just that. Powerful communication solutions powered by fiber network, keeping you totally connected every day. With fiber broadband speeds up to 1 gig, HDTV, security, and smart home solutions, and local phone service, Twin Lakes has you covered. Stop by one of our 7 local offices or visit us online at twlakes.coop to learn more.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.